Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Time for stadium announcer Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak.
You're good.
Good afternoon,
yo.
Mr. and Mrs. Anal Spasm and all the ships at sea.
Yo.
They love to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Speak for yourself, Rob. Okay. Hello and thank you for listening. Coast to coast, nationwide, via Westwood One. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Don and Mike Show.
Yay!
Coming to you from radio station WJFK FM, Washington, D.C. Soon to be partially originating from radio station WNEW FM in New York.
You're good.
56 affiliate stations carry the show every day, and we have over 6 million Arbitron-rated listeners. We humbly thank you for your patronage. No thanks, of course, to Big Alley Radio pal Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Melt, Donald Monkey Boy Ephraim. Here he is, my left and your right, one of the great anus explorers of our time. He's right up there, Lewis, Clark, and Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Friday, it is Mark 3.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an airline speed.
And the year is 19, take it back. The year is 2000. And the phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Today's show is jam-packed, so just let me get some of this right off my chest right in the beginning.
You have some purging to do?
Yep. I had just an awful, awful morning.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and it ended up being okay, but it just started awful. And it starts with Frida, where a lot of my problems start.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're different animals when we get up in the morning. We get up, and she jumps right out of bed. Her alarm clock that she has on her side of the bed makes these happy little chimes.
Like one of those Japanese alarm clocks?
No. It's something
Mia!
So something she got in one of those fancy stores that has the smell of the what's that
potpourri?
So it's this thing that goes off very gently, and it slowly gets louder and louder. It's ding ding ding, ding ding ding, ding ding ding. It's supposed to gently wake you up.
Hers goes off before yours.
Hers goes off, and she's just kind of gently waking up. Meanwhile, I got mine on the other side of the bed. When mine goes off, it goes. You got to get out of bed, and you got to slam on the thing to get it to shut up. So we get out of bed each. We wake up at about the same time, but we get aroused differently.
You each walk down the hallway.
We awake differently.
Of course.
Well, and yes, we also get aroused differently. Also,
you walk down the hallway from your separate bedroom.
No, she generally will go into the bathroom. She gets up about 5 minutes before me. Rolls out. Goes to the bathroom, does her business, and then I will follow her in and do my business. Then you get downstairs. We've already had the awful job of waking our son up today. You know, waking the monster.
Is your first order of business taking care of business, doing your business?
Yes.
I mean, automatically?
First thing. By the clock at 6:15 every morning, I am on the bull.
That's wonderfully regular.
Having a very nice BM.
That's good. That's terrific.
And it's like, you know, like those missiles through the silos. I mean, boom, lickety-split. I got it down to a science.
Mm-hmm.
So I roll down to the coffee table this morning. I get down to the kitchen, and I'm just sitting there. And I've not had my cup of Joe yet. And my son is sitting there, and he's miserable, as he always is, because it's early, and he doesn't want to go to school. And
nice.
I'm miserable because I'm tired. And
well, your son takes after you with the morning demeanor, right?
Yeah, it takes me a couple minutes to perk up.
Right.
It takes him generally all morning.
Right.
With me, it takes a couple of minutes, and I make no bones about the fact that I'm a grouch first thing in the morning before I've had my coffee. But my wife, because she's been off the hormone pills now, she has these days where she's up and she's down.
Mm.
And today was a day she was like friggin' Mary Poppins when she gets up this morning. I'm sitting down there, where is coffee? And my son's going, I don't want to go to school. She comes down, good morning, boys. How are my men? Good morning. Gosh, looks great outside, doesn't it? Good morning. She comes over, she kisses me on the top of my head, and I instinctively just did one of these, like, don't even touch me at this
So
time
she was far away from what your mood was at
She's
the moment.
Very happy. She wants to sit down. This is her time when she wants to have big discussions.
Right. Right.
You know, I'd rather have the big family discussions when we sit down at night to have dinner together.
You're thinking more taking care of business, getting the boy off to school.
Right. Just, you know, all the crap I got to do throughout the day. So we sit down at the first thing before I've even had my coffee. The coffee's still brewing. She says, so, Bart, are you excited tonight? He's going to be ice skating with, he's going ice skating with some friends, and then he's having some kids come over to spend the night.
Right.
She goes, are you excited about that? And he goes,
yeah, I guess so.
And she looks at him, she gives him a foul look, she says, she looks at me and she goes, so how about tonight? What do you say, you want to have dinner? You and me, let's have dinner tonight, let's have dinner. And I said, all right, whatever. And it was at that moment that her mood shifted.
Because she expected you to share the joy. The romantic dinner for two.
You know, and the point of the matter is I would have joy for this if it wasn't 6:25 in the goddamn morning and I hadn't had my coffee yet. And I've still got the whole day in front of me and I smell like the inside of my shoe. And I'm facing the prospect of driving carpool like I do every morning of my stinking life. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, it must be great to be you, Frida. Must be great to wake up in the morning and actually be happy to wake up and say, gee, it's going to be a great day. I've got all kinds of great things to do today.
Right.
When I wake up with dread. I wake up.
Another slice of hell.
I think, oh, God, I got to drive carpool.
Another day in hell.
I got to come home. I got to get ready for the show. I got to have meetings. I got to do the show. A lot of times I actually wake up in the morning and I think, well, 13 hours from now, I'll be able to relax.
Oh, my God.
That's really the way sometimes my mind works.
Sure. Yeah. It's hard not to.
First thing in the morning, 13 hours from now, I'll chill out.
It's hard not to.
But for my wife, you know, she wakes up in the morning, and right away, it's another day in paradise. What am I going to do today? Let me plan how I'm going to spend the money today. Let me plan how I'm going to...
I can always tell when you guys... Now I know you had a real one when you say that. Absolutely.
Listen, it was not a major one. It was not, you know, not one on the Richter scale.
But it's lingering, isn't it? It's still fresh in your mind.
It's what happened later. This was just the beginning to light the fuse. So we leave and you know, and I'm bickering with Bart on the way. I was like, come on, we got to go. We're going to be late. Well, Dad, I don't want to go to school. Like, come on, go to school. And she's sitting there going, why are you boys so down? Why aren't you boys in a better mood? You know, just please, just pipe down. Just read your newspaper and let us go do what we have to do. And my son was mad because I said, we have to leave 10 minutes early because I have to get gas.
Right.
He said, we'll take Mom's car. I said, no, we'll take my car and we'll stop and we'll get the gas. We get in the car. We're driving down the road.
Is he not out again?
No. I won't let him go to sleep because I said, when we get to the gas station, you're pumping the gas.
Okay.
He said, oh, I don't want to do that. You know, like it's such an awful task. Like I'm the slave owner and he's the slave. I said, you know what? This is part of the good part of being a dad, that when we go to a gas station together, you're going to pump the gas, and I'm going to sit in a car that has the heated seat. So we get to the gas station, and he grumbles about it, and he takes the credit card, and he runs it through the slot, and he fills it up with gas. I say to him, he gets back into the car now. This is how lazy my son is.
Are you picturing this, Rob? I am right now.
He gets back in the car. I say, what are you doing in the car? He said, the seat is heated. I said, No, when you pump gas...
You guys are like twins.
I said, stand outside. When you pump gas, stand outside and wait for it to click. He said, oh, but Dad, that's going to be like another minute. I said, listen, just do it. Just
were you topping it off or was he filling it up?
No, the light was on. I was on empty.
Want him to sit back in. Now, normally, now you tell me the truth now. If you were there alone...
I do not.
You don't?
I don't. I stand watch.
Oh, I always
by the back
into
the car.
Especially if I'm like, you know, not wearing a coat or something. I always jump back in the car.
Well, he had a coat on.
That's what that automatic thing's for.
He had just had a warm breakfast.
So, you're training him to, you know, teaching that work ethic.
He's got to have some responsibility. So he stands outside and I see the thing click and I knock on the window. I go, hey, yo, it clicked. Because he's not even paying attention. He goes, okay. Pulls it out, puts it back in. We get in the car. We drive to school. While we're driving on the beltway, I'm getting some looks from people. And I'm thinking, now sometimes I get looks from people just because, you know, on occasion I will make a weird lane change or something like that. But generally in the morning when I'm driving the kids to school, I drive very safely. And I don't make these wild, wacky lane changes. So people are looking at me, but I'm not thinking anything of it. I drop the boys off at school. I get back out on the road. I get to a stoplight, and the guy goes, hey, hello. Guys wave me down the stoplight. I go, yeah, and he goes, you're missing your gas tank.
Your gas cap.
Your gas cap. He says, when you went over that speed bump back there, gas just went pouring out the back end of your car. So I said, okay, fine, thank you. I go to the back, I pull the car off on the side of the road, I go back and I look, and, you know, my son, the genius, has neglected to put the cap back on. He's also neglected to shut the little door.
Right.
So for the entire 30-minute drive to school...
Now, do you have the kind of gas cap that's attached?
Yes, it's attached.
They all are, most cars.
It's attached to a plastic string.
Right, but it was just hanging there with the automatic door open.
Which would explain why people were looking at us, because as we were driving down the road, apparently we were spilling gas as we were driving down the road. So there's a gas station across the street, and I'm like, you know what? I better just pull into the gas station and check it out. So I pull into the gas station.
How much fuel did you lose?
A gallon and a half. Because I pumped it back up to top it back off.
So if the guy had seen gas come out of your car right before you were warned, imagine the petrol that was pouring out of your automobile.
And that must be why people were staring at us on the way to school.
God. Okay.
So I fill it back up. It takes a gallon and a half, like $3, because gas is ridiculously overpriced.
Yes.
And then I think, you know what, as long as I'm here, being as I'm now the guy who takes care of the car, changed oil last weekend, you know what? I'm just going to check the oil, make sure it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lift up the hood, pull out the dipstick, check it. Everything's great. I go, whoop. I think I got this baby underway. I get back in the car. I'm finally feeling good. I'm driving down the Beltway. I'm right by the Cabin John Bridge. All of a sudden, boom, the hood on the car goes off.
Everything's good, except you didn't use the brute force to close the hood properly.
And this is nobody's fault but mine.
Right.
Now, this, thank God, I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic that was going like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Because when I mean the hood comes up, I don't mean the hood came up just a crack. I mean...
Scene out of a movie?
I mean the thing, boom! And I can't see.
Somebody put a 357 round in your radiator?
I cannot see.
Oh, my God.
So I slam on the brakes, and I look in the rearview mirror, and I see the guy behind me slammed on the brakes.
Are you on a major thoroughfare when this happens?
I am on the Beltway.
Oh, my God.
I am on the Beltway right before the Cabin John Bridge.
Wind gust probably just picked it right up.
I don't know what... No, I think what it was that I just... In my haste to just...
But even if you don't, like, shove it all the way down, you at least it'll hook on the little thing. You know, that's why it's called a safety latch. You must have really...
I don't know.
Hurt me.
This is nobody's fault but my own, this part. This is just my own stupidity. So the thing flies open. I slam on my brakes. I got five cars behind me slamming on the brakes. The guy directly behind me slammed on his brakes so hard that I saw smoke come out.
Oh, my God.
So, like, the guy came within an inch of rear-ending me.
How far were you from the shoulder?
There is no shoulder.
Oh, really?
On this part of the bridge.
Oh, my God.
So then this was really nice. I put on the flashers. And I get out of my car, and right away, all of the people who are driving by me, they're just giving me looks to kill because...
Yeah, anybody that stops for any reason, don't stop the flow of traffic, for God's sake.
I'm the idiot who in Sky Fox, you know, I'm positive Sky Fox was over the Cabin John Bridges, where I say, oh, look.
A driver failed to latch his hood.
Look, there's some moron who's getting out of his car on the Beltway at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Are they just going, in the other lanes? Are you taking your life into your hands?
The traffic is very slow every morning. Mm-hmm. It just inches over the Cabin John Bridge. So it's going maybe 25 miles an hour.
Sure.
I get out.
But you're instantaneously blamed for all the volume traffic when you stop your car.
It was my... I mean, the reason I stopped is my fault.
Yeah, were you cat-like in getting the hood closed?
I wish I could say that I was. Because I got out and I just kind of... I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I got out and I just looked at it for a second. I was just standing looking at it going...
How did that happen?
Yeah, how did this open? And then instinctively, I walked towards the back of the car to make sure that the gas thing was still on.
Right.
Which had nothing to do with the hood.
Of course. Causing more people to get it. Come on!
So I'm just kind of walking around the car and looking, and some guy pulls up and says, hey, do you need some help?
Right.
I said, no, my hood just flew open. He said, well, close it.
Problem solved.
Hey, thank you. So that's exactly what I did. I slammed down the thing. I closed it. I pushed over three lanes of traffic to get off at the next exit. Pulled off on the side of the road. And I can't find a goddamn thing wrong with the hood on the car. It was just me.
You were absent-minded when you closed the hood.
But I didn't do it right. And then I got back home. And, of course, By this time, the bad mood, which had changed to a good mood, has changed back into a bad mood. And my wife's mood, which had started good but had turned bad, had turned good again by the time I got home.
So you're still polar opposites.
Yes, that's right, because as I pulled into the driveway, she was standing out front getting ready to go for her walk with the other house frows and all of the dogs.
Right.
And for some reason, that just rubbed me the wrong way. It was like I pulled up and there she is.
Another day at the resort.
Wearing her walking outfit. And she's there with Bunny and with what's her name from the Cecily from up the street.
The happy day.
They've got the dogs. And I pulled up. She goes, "How come you're late getting here?" And I said, don't even ask me. Don't ask me why. I said, "Your son didn't put the gas cap back on the car. I was lucky that I didn't set the car on fire." Who's this? The photographer?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Just come on in. The hood on the car came up. I said, it's a total mess. Just forget about it. And she started to walk away. I said, "Ellen, incidentally, dinner tonight is fine."
Ah, good.
"Let's go to dinner tonight. Let's do that. Make the reservation. Tell me what time it is.
You'll have a good time."
So that's that.
Because then you will both be, unless she's tired from too much day. Because then, you know, you'll be in that state of, you know, even if you're exhausted.
But I'll be happy.
Right.
Tonight I'll be happy.
Absolutely.
And yes, odds are that if I'm happy, for some reason, she'll be unhappy tonight.
Yeah, that's usually the way it goes, you know?
Just the way it works. So then she was out walking the dogs, and then I got a phone call that truly made me happy. It was a phone call from Brian, my friend who got me started in the Fantasy Stock Market League.
Yes.
And I am here to tell you that after the first week, I'm the big winner.
Hey! You're kidding me.
No, I'm the big winner.
Wow.
Lucent Technologies went through the roof.
The market's having an incredible day today.
Yes, Walmart has gone up nearly 6 points this week alone.
Cool. Walmart's the one that they laughed at, right?
Yes. All my stocks that I picked in the stock draft that they laughed, Qualcomm, Walmart, Lucent Technologies, Infinity, CBS, Coca-Cola, AOL, Time Warner, Viacom, Westwood One, Virgin Air, I'm the winner this week.
Absolutely.
I won the money this week.
All their other stocks didn't do as well, so you get it.
Collectively.
You get it every week?
We play every week. Collectively, the price of all of my stocks as of the end of business yesterday was more than the price of all of the other guys' stocks.
There you go.
That's
great.
That's how you pick the winner.
So you have the total value, right?
Yes, the total value.
That's cool.
So I'm the big winner. So I took the rich snob's money today.
That's good.
I got it. I got their money.
See, that put you in a good mood.
Yes.
That makes up for the gas cap in the hood of the car.
That turned the day around.
That's excellent.
It really did. And then that gave me the power to actually have a conversation with Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post.
Oh,
yes. Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
You know, the guy says he wants to write an article about the show going on in New York.
You know, as I was saying to our fearless leader here in Washington, Mr. Alan Limewand, I said, I think, based on the story itself, since he's writing about a positive, which is this show going on in New York City, I don't think it's going to be as bad as it could be, but I will tell you this, it's probably going to be, a positive article based on the subject being positive. However, somewhere, I almost guarantee you, somewhere in that article will be a little twist, a little turn, a little dig of some kind, because he cannot help himself.
No, he's just not the brightest. This is the first question. Now, I didn't even want to talk to the guy, because frankly, you know my opinion of him.
Sure.
He's the worst. Mm-hmm. He's the absolute worst reporter in the world. But our producer, Charlie Boyle, said, you know what? You should probably talk to him. You should at least give him the chance. Just talk to him, since he doesn't want to do a feature article on you guys going to New York. I said, fine. I figured when I go, hello, Frank. And our conversation was that phony politeness.
Yeah, pleasant.
Right?
Right. Syrupy pleasant. Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
You know, I hate him, and I know he hates me, but yet we were both being very civil with each
cordial.
Other.
Cordial. That's good.
His very first question was, so, have you always wanted to be on in New York? Why is it important to be on in New York? I said, well, biting my tongue, you know, I say, what kind of a moron are you? Well, I said, because, and then I started speaking to him like he was a five-year-old child. Because it's the biggest radio market in the world.
Absolutely.
And you can get more listeners in New York than you can anywhere else.
Thank you.
And all of the questions were equally asinine that he asked me.
A little attitude in any of those questions?
No. Well, he was, of course, he's trying to get The whole thing about us versus Stern going again.
Oh, God.
That was his whole thing, saying, hey, I read in the New York Post that you guys are going to be going up against Howard Stern. I said, listen, we went up against Howard Stern 10 years ago,
right.
Defeated him soundly. We do an afternoon show, he does a morning show.
Absolutely.
That's that.
That's the word.
That's the way that is.
Right.
Well, what's your time slot at WNEW? I said, well, don't you know? He said, well, why don't you tell me?
Why is he doing that?
The time slot is 7 to 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy about that?
Yes.
Yes, we're happy about that.
Of course. We'll succeed there.
So I just wanted to warn everybody. There'll be something about us Tuesday in the Washington Post.
Okay.
And I finally spoke to Frank Ahearns today. And he is a very, very, very deep, troubled man.
Deeply troubled.
Deeply troubled. He really is.
We'll see.
It was an awkward conversation at best.
I will tell you, I almost guarantee you, something, even if it's a positive story, there will be something in there that will just be... that we will react to. It's the way it always goes.
I only wish that you had been here to speak with him.
Mm-hmm.
He asked to speak to you. He did. I did speak for you.
Yes.
When he asked how this would impact our families.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't think it would impact our families at all.
You said that to him?
Yes, I did.
Without my permission?
Yeah.
we discussed that, and we have similar views about
that. Yeah, of course.
That.
I mean, besides, that's a no-brainer.
What, Buzz?
Was your microphone off? Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking to you now.
Okay. You know, just in case.
I was just speaking to Mike primarily.
You know, I just think that, as I believe, because the subject cannot in no way be made a negative, it really can't. Well, he could probably twist it around,
sure.
But I mean, I'll tell you this right now. I think there'll be something in there that'll be just thrown in.
Yeah. Oh, I'm positive there will be,
mm-hmm.
Just because the guy's an idiot. But, you know, let it be known that on behalf of the Don and Mike Show,
mm-hmm.
we reached out to grab onto the olive branch that was extended by Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post.
And I'm real glad you talked to him, and even if he did ask to speak to me, because, you know, in all seriousness, after all this time, I probably have more distrust. Wouldn't you say probably more distrust for those guys than you do? I really...
Although it's a close race.
It's a very close race, but I think, I mean, seriously, if somebody, I don't care what paper they're from, if they're from the, you know, the supermarket paper, it doesn't matter. I just have a thing about print people, because they can come to you, and they can be sweetness in life, and they can be wonderful, and then the next day, you pick up the paper and
they'll F you right up the poop chute.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Because they don't have to be called for it. You know, if somebody's on this show and we're having a conversation with them and we say something that pisses them off, that you know what happens? Immediately, we're called on it.
Sure.
You can't, in the paper, it doesn't have to be that way. It's always that way. I mean, and I don't trust him.
Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I know it's very dangerous that he not only talked to me, he also spoke to Alan Leinwand, who
right.
was nervous because it's the first time Alan Leinwand has ever been interviewed for anything in his entire life.
The only thing that's worse than that, that I would imagine is worse than that, is when you're talking about one of those tabloid television shows. When you're talking about one of those Dateline or 60 Minute shows, because they do the same thing the print does, only they do it with pictures.
And editing.
So they can come in there and go, oh, yeah, it's great. I thought the interview was great. And then all of a sudden they chop it up and say, I'm a monster!
Hatchet job. So just be advised that conversation has actually happened, and I've actually spoken to Frank Ahearns.
All right.
Kind of face-to-face on the telephone. Now, I did see the photographer come in here a second ago. Is he ready to take the Maxim magazine publicity shots? Are gay models here? Charlie Broyhill, will someone let us know exactly what's going on? Here is Chuck Broyhill.
Hi.
Hello, senior.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there. Fine. He just needs to bring in some lights and his cameras.
Are the guys here?
One of them is.
He has to bring in his lights, his cameras, and his action.
That's right.
So only one of the models is here?
So far.
Which model is here?
Jason.
Who's
which,
he?
Which one is that?
I don't know.
Well, who does he look more like, Hugh Grant or Sting?
Neither one of our guys look like Hugh Grant or Sting.
Yeah, he didn't look like Sting.
Does he have dark hair?
Yes.
That is probably my guy. It's probably the supposed Hugh Grant lookalike.
Well, isn't that just the way it is? All right. You know, I was in a fabulous mood, but if he doesn't show up, I am just going to be in a rotten frame.
Hey, hold on. Is Jim McClure here?
Oh, no.
You know what?
No.
What about Tim McWilliams?
No. Alan Leinwand, I
David Hayline?
Alan Leinwand, I would...
I don't think Alan would come in and take his shirt off, though.
He probably wouldn't take his shirt off.
All right, how about this? I'll make you this compromise.
What?
I would take Tim. If you want my guy can be you, and if Tim would take his shirt off, I'll take Tim.
That's fine, but, you know, the whole thing sucks if it's not too... The whole idea of the thing was to get two great-looking guys.
I know, but listen, what are we supposed to do?
We're supposed to make sure the guys get here.
We've only promoted this for a week and a half.
God.
Where's the other guy? Rob, go bring in the one guy who's here. Let me get a look at him and see how handsome he is anyway. Because, you know, the whole thing is that in the May issue of Maxim magazine,
right,
they're going to print our list, a list that we've made for the last few years of the 100 hottest women on the planet.
Right.
It's our Millennium Edition. The list is finalized. They're going to print it. And rather than put our poopy publicity picture there,
mm-hmm,
we wanted a couple of good-looking gay models who could pose with their shirts off, and Maxim magazine will print that as our pictures.
Cool.
Ty is on his way. He's stuck in traffic.
Where's he at?
Route 50.
Route 50?
Oh, so he's close by.
Yeah, he's close by.
All right, well, here's Jason. Here's my guy. This is the guy who's going to be me.
How you doing?
Hey, Jason.
You see what I mean? See, having two guys that look like this, it's just, that's going to be great. That is going to be, I think, one of the greatest things we've ever done. I believe that.
Now, you're not gay.
I am not gay.
But you have been hit on before.
I have.
Yes. You look gay. Well, there's nothing wrong
he
with
means that.
He
means that only in the best possible way.
As a compliment, I mean
well,
that.
I mean,
you have the earring on, you have the decorative necklace on, you have the slicked back hair.
I dressed it up for you today.
Thank you. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Jason?
Well, my girlfriend said Hugh Grant a little resemblance, and I've thought about it. I can never come up with any.
Are you wearing eyeshadow?
No, that's natural.
Okay. And you feel no apprehension about posing with your shirt off?
No.
Okay, great.
Do you appreciate the comedic value of what we're doing here?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I think it's really, really going to be great. That's why I was so bummed that that guy Ty wasn't here yet. I was really freaking out.
And are you an aspiring model or something like that? Will this be some kind of a break for you being in Maxim magazine?
Oh, yeah, this is the break. You guys are giving me the break.
Oh, I hope so. It turns into a lucrative career for you. I would not necessarily bank on that, but...
Oh, I know.
But it'll be a color photo in the upper left-hand corner of one of the inside pages of Maxim magazine.
Don, are we going on the same photo that we were talking about last week, the back-to-back with the arms folded?
Yes, although we're going to have them do a variety of
variety
shots.
Poses. That's the one I definitely wanted to be in there somewhere.
We're going to have some hugs.
That's good.
You know.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute.
Some gentle romps. You know, maybe one of you guys playing leapfrog or something.
There you go.
You know. With your shirts off.
This is a men's magazine, but...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's a heterosexual men's magazine. Right. It's not a gay magazine.
Right.
It's part of the goof.
It's a men's magazine like Men's Health is a men's magazine. Maxim is very much a men's magazine. It really is. But when I'm talking about Men's Health, that to me is a men's magazine that's masquerading as a men's magazine. You know what I mean?
That magazine's very gay.
I think it's real motivation is, you know, 20-minute abs or whatever they have in there, and then you have the picture of the sweaty guy on the cover.
Yeah, ideally, the picture that we're going to send to Maxim will be of you, Jason, and of this other guy, Ty, with your shirts off, back to back, looking at the camera. Because that's the shot that ideally every time Mike and I have our picture taken, that's the one that they want. They never want shirts off.
All the bad photographers make us do that. You know that? I mean, all the ones that have made us really look horrible, and there have been many. I mean, we look horrible anyway, but that's the ones that... Guys, now stand with your backs to one another. We always just go, oh. We don't do it anymore.
We refuse to do that. So, Jason, thank you for showing up. Go on back to the green room, have a beverage, and we'll let you know when we're ready for you.
Thank you.
For the big photo shoot.
All right.
From Maxim magazine. Yeah.
Sure he's not gay?
Sure looks it.
He really does.
Sure looks it.
But he gets hit on a lot if he's not.
He looks a little bit like a gay Jason Sehorn.
Yeah.
Of the New York football giant.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all I'm going to tell that guy is just don't ever go to jail. Don't ever go to prison.
He's too pretty to go to jail.
He's too pretty for jail.
You know who else he kind of looks like? It's Kerry Collins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy, the quarterback, the drunk quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, Kerry Collins, if he got all cleaned up. Absolutely.
Very pretty man.
Very pretty. With just a little, he doesn't look anything like, but he's got a little Rob Lowe look to him. Too,
yes.
You know?
What about those eyelashes?
Well, listen to how gay we are talking about. Totally overanalyzing it.
Hello, Kevin, you're on the air. Kevin.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Tommy Boy.
What about Tommy Boy?
What'd you do? Did you leave your oil cap under the hood?
Tommy Boy. You know, he's talking about the...
Oh, the movie Tommy Boy. Right.
Tommy
no,
Boy.
No such thing. Just the stupid thing. Stupid thing just didn't latch.
Hey, and just for the record, I think old AJ felt the wire on pussy.
A lot of people say that. I want to go back and actually watch that because so many people have said that.
You're talking about The Sopranos, right?
Yeah. Either he felt the wire or pussy was grabbing his ass or something.
All right. Speaking of Tommy Boy, I someday want to try that bees trick. You know, where he's got bees in the car? You know, where the cops are following him. He says, just follow my lead. And they pull over and they run out of the car. Bees!
Hello, Gary. Gary.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling from Wichita.
Yes, hi, Gary.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
Just letting you know, guys, do you realize how bad you guys are getting raped from Wichita's KFH?
Why? How do you mean, sir?
Well, we're 300,000 people here in Wichita, and they put you guys in a little ho-dunk 2,000-seat facility.
That's all right. We're fine with that.
But then it's in the city limits, man.
All right, now listen. If you want to bitch about the venue we're going to be at, please call radio station KFH.
And the last
time I checked, with no offense to Wichita, Kansas, there's no Madison Square Garden in Wichita. There's no MCI Center in Wichita.
10,000.
What?
They got the Coliseum here with 10,000.
You know, and it's going to reward the people to get out there to the locations and get the tickets. And as far as being where it's located, we're going to do a show that's going to be great, that everybody's going to have a fantastic time. You know something? You're going to enjoy. Are you going to the show?
If we can ever get there. See, that's the other bad thing.
What's the other bad thing?
Well, okay, they're giving away tickets at the liquor store.
Liquor stores,
in
right.
In the middle of the day.
Right.
When all you're going to get is the people that are unemployed on the street.
Right, you know what?
You got to get down there with that.
Let me make it easy. Let me just make it easy for you. You're not invited.
Oh, okay.
No, just don't come. Then we don't have a problem.
We don't need that kind of negative energy.
We don't have any need for you. Don't come.
We are looking forward to coming out to Wichita. We think they're doing a great job. We have always had a great relationship with this affiliate. They do good work for us, so don't run them down.
Man, you guys could have really kicked ass in the Coliseum.
Right, thank you. Well, you know, next time we tour Wichita, we'll call you first, okay?
Hey, I wished you would. Thank you.
We like playing the small rooms.
The small places.
The 2,000-seat rooms, you know, it's more of an intimate gathering.
Well, are you guys going to be able to do the nude feud or anything there?
Well, listen, it doesn't really matter to you because you're not coming. Right?
You're right. I'm not unemployed on the street.
And I urge you, seriously, if nudity is your focus here, I urge you to maybe go to one of the finer gentlemen's clubs in the greater Wichita area.
I don't think there are any in
the city,
are there?
Well, you have to go outside.
In the city limits, but right outside the city limits there are a lot of them.
Right, well then go there. You know, get your nut off there.
Hey, good luck, guys. Wished I could be there.
You know, and that's a guy that maybe he's legitimate saying good luck, but it always says that. Good luck.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Good
even
luck.
Though we're going to have 2,000 people at this wonderful place in Wichita.
Where are they putting you up in a hotel?
F you.
You don't know where they're putting you up?
Yeah, we're going to tell the world
where we're
staying.
On the radio.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Oh, we're staying in your mother's bung.
Okay.
Because we understand there's plenty of room there.
Hey, good luck, guys. See you later.
Yeah, no, good luck to you, Gary.
Hey, Don, pull up the chair. Right in there, this guy's mother's bung. Man, it's dark in here, and the smell is awful.
Bye, Gary.
Bye.
Bye, Gary.
Negative Ned.
Goodbye.
Hey, Mama, I, Don, and Mike enjoyed the stay in your bunk. Did they have a good time?
They had a fine time, dear. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to say how much I enjoyed your gas tank story and the whole host chat segment of the show.
That's great. I love that.
Host chat is what this show has been based on, my read.
It sells.
It sells.
All right, goodbye. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Miguel. ¿Cómo estás?
Sí.
Muy bien, gracias.
That dick. Why don't you get off the phone, the guy from Wichita?
He's gone.
Well, you know, we always have guys like that. Guys who want to bitch about stuff before we've even done anything.
Right.
You know, why don't you just wait? You know, if we get out to Wichita in 2 weeks and this place that they have us booked in is a flea-infested dive, trust me, we will make mention of that. We won't be happy if
we're still going to do our show.
Yeah, and we certainly have played worse places than whatever this joint is that they've hooked us up with in Wichita.
We have played some of the most incredible hellholes known to mankind. We have also done shows where there have been officers of the law surrounding the perimeter, where we have had incredibly stringent regulations to adhere to. And you know something? It does not matter.
Do you know when we were in Baltimore one time? I swear to God, this is not a goof. There were cops in riot gear,
right,
who were lined up outside. Do you remember that place?
I remember, yes.
There were cops in riot gear.
Because the neighborhood had complained, and there were protesters out there, and it was, you know, and that we had no problem.
This guy's just bitter about his own lot in life. The cotillion's going to be fine.
Mi amigos.
Yes.
Why didn't you use a Mexican guy for your photo or a black man?
You mean a Mexican guy, or you think we should be an equal opportunity photo person?
Yeah, see.
Yeah, well, see, the fact of the matter is that we, being Caucasians...
I think it would be funny, though, if I had... I would have done it, but I would have thought of it.
It's actually a good idea.
If I would have thought of it, maybe the next time we have a picture taken, we'll have a Hispanic guy and a black guy.
You know, I'm thinking maybe the entire trend could be anytime there's any picture required, we get new photo shoots, and we and next time we'll do that.
Hey, Don, and about the Cotillion?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good place. They held it together with duct tape. Anyway, so
right. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
These calls from Wichita.
It's a happy town. You know, maybe it's not a good idea that we're going to Wichita. Before we announced that we were going to Wichita, we would get like a phone call from Wichita once a month, and that was fine. That was a good relationship between us and the people of Wichita.
You're from that area.
Yes, I am.
You don't strike me as an individual that is filled with negative energy. You seem to be a rather positive man.
This seems like a new trend. I mean, never have we heard such negativity and you know, such ignorance out of callers from Wichita.
How harsh you are,
Buzz. I'm talking again about the callers, not the people who listen to the show, but the guys who've called.
I tell you, I'll go out to the... The Cotillion duct tape on a... You guys are... where are you staying?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I'm calling from Wichita.
Of course you are.
Jesus.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you I'm looking forward to you guys coming, and I got my tickets just fine.
Okay, great. Thanks for that bulletin. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Hello. David, come on. So I want to go, and we're going.
Don and Mike show.
You insist,
Hello.
Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey,
Don.
Yes, hi there.
Wichita,
yes.
You calling from Wichita?
No, I'm calling from Hernan.
Oh, good, very good.
Yeah, I was just interested in your story with your son and the ride to work today. I remember distinctly having episodes where I've had occasion to foul up in front of my son after I've chastised him about something, and I was wondering how your son reacted to this.
Well, he was at school. This happened after I dropped him off.
Oh,
so
sorry.
He won't hear about this until Mommy proudly tells him about it when she picks him up for carpool this afternoon.
Oh, I bet he busted a gut.
I bet he did, too. And you keep up the great work doing the greenskeeping at Bushwood Country Club.
I see you.
Hello, Mrs. Craig. You're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp.
Okay, now, here is Tom with the obligatory call from Wichita telling us that not all people from Wichita are stupid.
And these calls are just as bad as the dumb calls from Wichita.
Hello, Tom.
And see, here you go. There it is.
See, now he's hung up because I've announced what he's going to talk about.
No, I haven't hung up.
Of course you haven't. It took you 3 hours to realize that we were talking to you.
What, yeah. Tom?
I think I'm just going to call it short because I'm from Wichita and I don't want to sound as dumb as everybody else.
Too late.
Yeah, really.
Too late, Tom.
Bye.
There you go. And then, of course, you hit the keyboard as opposed to just putting the phone in the cradle.
Well, that's because he spastically is hanging the telephone up. You get the...
Hi, Don and Mike, I just want you to know that all people from Wichita aren't as dumb as that guy. Where are you staying?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Salaam alaikum, Don and Mike.
Assalamu alaikum.
Right on.
Kamel.
Oh, hey, Kamel.
I haven't talked to you guys for so long, but listen, I listen every single day.
You remember Kamel, didn't you? Wouldn't he used to have like a balloon store or something?
A t-shirt store.
A flower shop.
I thought you sold t-shirts.
No. But I listen to you guys every day, and I'm still enjoying the show.
Thank you, Kamel.
And when are you guys going to go perform in Lebanon?
Right after Wichita.
No, I was going to ask that. After Wichita?
You know what I bet? I bet that we could go to Lebanon and we could be blindfolded and someone would say, here you are in Wichita, and we would not know the goddamn difference.
From these calls about the venue that we're going to be doing this show from.
We might as well be in Beirut, Lebanon.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike, you don't know how many people from Lebanon listen to your show.
And we're grateful for all of those Lebanese.
A whole lot. All we talk about is you guys.
Really? Well, speak about us in your native tongue, Kamel.
I said salamu alaikum to you.
Well, how about, do you speak your native tongue fluently?
Very not fluently, no.
Ah, there's the problem.
I was born in Africa.
Born in Africa?
Do you speak
Sierra Leone, Freetown, yes.
Do you speak African?
I speak the same language that, what's his name speaks? The guy that works with you all the night.
You mean Timmy Obaibene?
Obaibene.
Do you speak Nigerian?
No, the pidgin English.
Pidgin English. Oh. Pidgin. Okay, so I guess, Kamel, you're saying English is your number one language.
Yes.
All right.
So can you say anything in Lebanese?
In Lebanese, Kifkon, which means, how are you all doing?
Really?
Mm. All right, thank you.
Kifkon.
Want me to say something in Creole? English?
Hold on, what, Charlie?
The second model is here.
Oh, well, bring him in. Let's take a look at it.
Lovely tie.
Okay, hurry up. What else, Kamel?
What do you know how to do tonight?
I guess that was his pigeon English that he was.
What do you know how to do tonight?
Gotcha. Hey, Kamel, we got to go look at Mike's celebrity stand-in here.
Oh, he is dreaming.
All right, don't mind.
All right, thank you, Kamel. Bye-bye. Oh, well, your guy is so much gayer looking than mine.
No, he's not.
Come on.
Don't do that to me.
Hello, Ty.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing, Ty? Thanks for being here on time.
Ty, yeah, you're late, Ty.
Yes, I'm late. I even left work early. I thought I'd get here quicker, but I got stuck in traffic.
45 minutes late.
I'm going to tell our listening audience right now, this is going to be the funniest thing we've ever done, because these guys do look right for the job, and we're going to have this in the magazine. It's going to be great.
They do look like a couple of male models. Yeah. That they do. Are you excited about the exposure, Ty?
Very excited. This is
this like the other guy? Is this are you looking at this to be your break? Have you done any professional modeling at all?
No, not at all.
All right. So if something like that comes out of this, is it going to be a good thing for you?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Okay. All right, good.
All right, well, listen, go back to the green room, get acquainted with Jason, and we'll bring you guys here in a moment and have you take your shirts off, and we'll do this publicity picture.
Sounds good.
And I'll tell you how I know you're not gay. Because you're late. because gays are organized, they're on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your average gay man's mind is like a palm pilot.
Right.
Freaking organized.
Sure. Right.
Homo Joe would not be 40 minutes late for an appointment.
Never. Not in a minute.
Hello, last call. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just have a brief comment. Everyone's talking about the venue that you're going to. Let me let the listening audience know. I went to the Boehigger's one in Baltimore, a sucky location. It was dripping on your head.
Right.
The environment was terrible. People were complaining. It was horrible. Nobody cared. It was awesome. We had a blast. I peeled latex off of Dennis Murphy. There was stuff. 50 naked people on stage. It doesn't matter
if
where you're standing.
Thank
it's
you.
It's going to be fun no matter what happens, no matter how bad it is. It's fun to see what you guys look like after listening to you 15 years. Don't worry about the venue, people. Come out, see them. It'll be a great time. You won't regret it.
Thank you, Irene. Thank you, Irene.
Very nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's wonderful. Bye. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, very.
Steve, if you might all.
Now, everybody, come on, Irene. No, that's come on, Eileen.
Right.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Irene was big in Beijing.
The Asian community.
Right.
We have to do a break, and we do have a call in to win. Although we're in between big money contests right now, because we did give away $2,000 yesterday with the Secret Celebrity Lab.
Right.
So it's just a call in to win.
Good.
Got a prize for you right after the 100th person to call Toya. She's standing by. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show. With their hearts full of love and their throats full of phlegm. Don and Mike.
That's us. There's the toe tappy touch tones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, turn your radio down, please.
Sorry about that.
For the love of God.
For the love of God!
What is your name?
My name is Vidal.
Vidal?
Yes, from Sacramento.
As in Sassoon?
You got it.
As in Gore?
Gore Vidal?
Right.
Vidal Gore, you got it.
Right, listen, Vidal, you have won Roadrunner Internet Service.
All right.
Roadrunner Prize Pack Internet Service from Cox Communications Roadrunner Internet Service. The service endorsed by our own Beep Beep Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Call the Cox Roadrunner Hotline. Enjoy your free internet service. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Sure. Yeah,
no secret celebrity laugh or anything today. We're going to unveil the new contest next week.
Good.
And in case you didn't catch it on yesterday's episode, Mike Cole from D.C. hit us for $2,000 when he identified Joe Montana.
And the thing that made that unique is that he was banking on getting it right, or he would have had a reverse mohawk where you would have shaved a strip of hair right down the center of his skull.
We've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
He had some balls, so we paid off with $2,000. Now, before the guys come in to get their pictures taken, just real quickly,
okay.
this is the drop-dead edit on the list of women
from
Maxim magazine. Because, you know, in the May issue of Maxim, they're printing the 100 hottest women on the planet as we have voted.
All right.
Off the top of your head, tell me if there's anything you don't like in the top 10.
Okay.
Because now we've already agreed on this.
Only way I'm looking at this is we haven't talked about it in a while, and if there was anybody that has particularly fallen off the face of the earth. But I don't think that's the case.
Okay. Overall,
Here we go.
So the top 10 overall list. These are both our, this is our combination picture.
Hold on, let me figure out how to read this. Okay, here's your top 10. Tied at number 10, and we decided going with Jennifer Lopez at number 10.
Well, I mean, you know, the only, if you were going to make any changes on that, you'd move her up. But she, yeah, definitely in the top 10, especially if she's been so hot.
Number 9, Rita Jones.
Yeah, that's good.
Number 8, Kathy Ireland.
Okay.
Number 7, Kelly Preston.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Excellent.
5, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
4, Elizabeth Hurley. 3, Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm.
2, Aniston, Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
And number 1, Leah Remini.
Okay, perfect.
From King of Queens, which solid. which is strictly a homer move on our part because we love Leah so much.
Yeah, I like the move.
Then moving on down from number 11 to number 20.
Now we're going through this right now, and if there's anything that jumps
you
out,
speak now or forever hold your peace.
Okay, because I do have.
I mean, we have debated this topic endlessly, and I thought that this was the final list, but the guy Rich from Maxim says we could make. One last change being is today's the day we're shipping the photos out.
I have one name in mind that if we pull somebody off the list, who we could plug back.
Who do you want to put in?
I just think that Faith Hill ought to be, because she's been in the news so much lately. If we were going to pull somebody out, she would be somebody to put in. I don't think we even had her on our original list, and she is a turbo hottie. Absolutely.
Okay, well, here you go. I see the name that we'll take out right
now. Okay, very good.
I think you're probably... Hold on, we have her.
We do?
Faith Hill's number 24.
Okay, excellent. Great.
She's on the list.
Okay, perfect.
So let's continue. 11 is Daisy Fuentes.
Mm-hmm.
12 is Ashley Judd. Then Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, Cameron Diaz, Alyssa Milano, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Cindy Crawford, Denise Richards, Vanessa Williams. Then Helen Hunt, Selma Hayek, Anne Heche, Faith Hill, Halle Berry, Julia Roberts, Yasmin Bleeth, Bridget Fonda, Michelle Pfeiffer, Uma Thurman, Gina Gershon, Anna Kournikova, Christine Kerner. That's funny that Christine Kerner is going to get her name.
That's
in Maxim magazine.
That's terrific. I like that. We'll have to let her know.
Patricia Heaton, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. You know, guys are going to look at this list. It's been about a month and a half since I've looked at this list.
Right.
Patricia Heaton is Raymond's wife on Everybody
Raymond's
Knows
wife.
Raymond.
Yeah, right. She'll be psyched.
And we have rated her higher than Heather Locklear, Sandra Bullock, or Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, that's my. Good. I like that. I
we have. You
that.
Know, we should. I think the more I look at this, we should just stick with our gut.
Yeah.
When we originally made the list,
sure.
For 1999 going into 2000.
I like it so far. And, you know, the only time I would think that we should edit would be up towards the top. And you went through the top 20, and I'll tell you right now, it holds up.
Every good magazine list should be a little controversial, and yours meets that.
Exactly. It's a solid list. Now, you see you going down the list as we speak. Anybody
I'm
jumping
looking.
Off at you that really you think is going to...
No, I was looking...
the bottom 10?
That's what
10.
I'm looking at, is the bottom 10.
All right.
Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, here's the bottom 10.
Okay.
From 90 to 100.
Yep.
Christina Ricci, Claire Danes, Courtney Love, Calista Flockhart, Ileana Douglas, Annie Potts, Drew Barrymore, Monica Lewinsky, Janet Reno, and Linda Tripp.
Oh, yeah. The list holds up.
It's a solid list.
I think the list holds up very,
very
well.
Very solid list. And I think by way of giving you an example of who's dead smack in the middle, the girl that we've rated number 50, the 50th hottest woman on the planet, is Lisa Kudrow from Phoebe from Friends.
Excellent. I like the list.
It's good. It's a solid list. No need to edit that.
That's good.
Just call Rich at Maxim Magazine and tell him the list stays as is.
How about that? I didn't even know Faith Hill was on our list.
Absolutely done.
We're so cutting edge.
And we like her. I gave her a solid 5.
Right.
And you gave her a 5.5.
Excellent.
And of course, the rating that we've decided is undoable if a woman is 2.5 or below.
And there were a lot of women below that 2.5.
There sure were. There's lots of undoable women.
Who's a 2.6 or a 2.7? Who's just above the doable?
Okay, let me
scale.
See. Just above?
Yeah.
Is Renee Zellweger,
okay.
Who is Jerry Maguire's girlfriend.
Yeah, I just wish she, you know, she's acted like psycho since she started hanging out with Jim Carrey.
Just below the doable level?
Mm-hmm.
Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight.
That's right. Oh, that's too funny.
She's good looking.
Right.
But not good looking enough that you do her.
Hey, you've never seen her Las Vegas stage show.
Smoking. Smoking. Mama, I'm not joking.
Mary Hart does Vegas.
Also just below doable is Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
2.4, voted doable. We actually have it at a 2.5. We have Melanie Griffith.
Okay.
Even though she's big and fat and sloppy,
mm-hmm.
her combined grade ended up being a 2.5, which means she is doable.
Yeah, and I saw her in a magazine article recently, and she is not as sloppy as she used to look.
Good. Okay, so that's the list. Let's keep the list as it is. That will be printed in its entirety in the May issue of Maxim magazine, and the accompanying photograph of us. We decided not to send them that awful picture, that Westwood One photo that they printed in the New York Post of us last week.
We thought it'd be a real good idea to get two young, good-looking guys to be our body doubles.
So let's bring them in now and get these photographs over with, because we have to get these developed chop-chop.
Good.
And FedEx them up to Maxim magazine, because they have a deadline, which is, I think, next Wednesday, to get it in by the May issue.
Wonderful.
Which is what we're shooting for. Now, the photographer is here.
Are the tape cartridges going to be our backdrop? Is that what it's going to be back here? Is that where...
I think they're back here.
Oh, they're back here?
I think they're back by the microphone.
Okay.
Is where we're going to put them. Just
all right, great.
Just backed up against the wall with the dirty carpeting.
Wonderful.
Okay, come on, Jason and Ty, step
right.
up.
Here they come, Jason and Ty. Guys, did we get your age? How old are you, Jason?
I'm 26.
And Ty, how old are you?
24.
24.
26 and 24.
Perfect.
And the celebrities we asked that they look like would be Hugh Grant and Sting. Now, what we need to take your shirts off.
So gay.
I know it's gay, but...
All right, now they're taking... All right, let me see. They both look kind of muscular. My guy looks very muscular.
Your guy looks so gay. Your guy looks like he could be in gay porn. He really does. I mean, look at those queer leather pants he has on.
Hey, I stand by my guy. I'm very proud to have him with us here. All right. There we go. All right.
I definitely don't have the tan that he does.
He doesn't have the tan.
No, you don't. Now, let's see. Well, we get our picture sake, and it's always Don, Mike, so that the caption lines up. So
this guy's got to be on the right
Jason,
side.
Jason, you should be on the other side. You guys switch places.
Okay.
Switch places.
And now our photographer, enter and sign in, please. We haven't even met our photographer.
I mean, we've been talking to him.
All right. Hi. What's that?
We can't hear you.
Enter and sign in, sir. Your name?
Charles Roby.
Charles Roby.
He's that's been right. by before.
The same one that did the nude wedding and the stranger's wedding.
And you did some, yeah, that's right. Absolutely,
he's
Charles.
Taking all kinds of good pictures.
We just wanted to meet you again on the radio.
So, Charles, what we need you to do is get these guys lined up. We'd like Jason and Ty with your backs to each other.
Oh, this is too funny.
Your back to back. Okay, but
all right, he's going to get the chair out of the way.
100% back to back. And then fold your arms. Right? And then you look at the camera. That is perfect. That is the queerest
I guess
picture.
You got to back up to the wall a little bit. Get a little closer. Get Jason, get closer to the wall, because I think he's got to center it up a little bit.
So how does that feel, guys? Skin on skin, how does that feel?
I feel like I'm being paraded around.
It's a new experience.
One foot bring down on the... Who wants to go up there, one foot down here?
Both of us?
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, right, now the photographer's getting them set.
You want me to have a smile on?
Yes, we have the male models in here right now that are going to be our body doubles for the magazine article.
Jason, yes, I would like you to smile.
Oh, hold on, they're getting direction.
Twist towards me.
I don't think they should smile.
Lean in.
You don't think they should smile?
I think they should look pouty and sullen.
You are so gay. You're the gayest right there.
Pouty and sullen.
That is too funny.
I think they look gayer if they smile.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Have big toothy grins.
Oh, this is now he's getting ready to take the first photo shot. These guys are perfect. You picked perfect representatives.
Okay, great. Okay, right there. Okay, once more. What's
your name? Ty. What's
your name?
Ty.
Okay,
Jason.
Okay, Ty, turn your waist towards me just a little bit, so you're not leaning back. There you go.
Okay, well, now give us some sugar, guys.
Don and Mike's first gay porno video happening right now.
Play some music.
How are you guys feeling?
Starting to sweat a little bit.
Starting to sweat. Jason, how are you doing?
He's starting to sweat on me.
you know what? I like the cattiness between these guys already. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you guys... Oh,
look at that. Toya wants to come
Toya
in.
Toya wants to come in and see the boys. Sure. Sure. Hello, Toya. Come take a look.
Hi. Cute.
All right, so you want to switch positions for him right now?
How about a shot of you guys hugging?
Hugging?
Hugging. Face each other and hug with your
with your faces touching each other, you know, where you're both looking at the camera and your cheeks are touching each other.
Oh, God.
It might go in the magazine.
It might go in the magazine.
It might go in the magazine. It might go in the magazine.
It's a variety of different shots we're looking at.
Remember, you're an actor, Jason. You have to be comfortable with everything.
So, hug.
All right.
I'm very comfortable.
All right, yeah, very good. That's a shocker.
Shocker.
The guy's comfortable with us. Stop jumping on my guy.
Okay, so hug, guys. Hug now.
Are you? Wait, he's getting it ready. Are you getting ready the camera, John?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Look at this with her arms draped over each other.
If this doesn't make the magazine, it'll look good in your office.
Oh, it's too funny.
Oh, no, the people at Maxim are very fine with this idea.
No, I know, but I mean the hugging shot, if that one doesn't get in, you'll hang that in your office.
We're just going to pick the best picture, the goofiest picture. And that's good. You
that's
know, this
perfect.
Looks like a goddamn Calvin Klein ad.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what this looks like.
All right, how's it look so far?
That's good right there.
This could be a condom ad. It really could be. Look at these guys.
Look right there, 1, 2, and 3. Okay.
Jason and Ty have been lovers for over 5 years.
Oh, God. And they always use protection with Ramses.
Once again, guys, that's good. Okay. Okay. You guys turn and do the same thing you did before. I want to do it with this camera here.
All right.
Same pose you did before.
Just you back to back again.
The leapfrog. Yeah, that's last. The leapfrogging is last. Okay, now they're going to do the back-to-back again.
Like that. Okay. You got to lean and twist towards me. There you go. Then you got to lean up a little bit. Right there. That's good.
There you go.
Okay, right.
Smile and say buttock.
These guys are good sports. They really are. They are really good sports.
Okay, now can we get a shot of them playing leapfrog? That's the last thing.
That's just where you're kind of like... One guy's squatting down and the other guy's like
jumping over
like
him.
Like that.
On top of this?
Yeah, Jason, you can be on top. Would you mind?
Can we rotate here?
Yeah, we can do it both ways. We can do it both ways.
Obviously.
Okay. So, have you guys facing?
Actually, one guy probably could sit down and the other guy could get on his shoulders. All right, you sit down, Ty.
Sit down, Ty.
That's called the totem pole. I'll get a totem pole. And then Jason,
you get on his shoulders.
It's too low. The ceiling's too low in here.
All right, okay, so just get on his shoulders. Like he's giving a piggyback ride. Yeah. A gay piggyback ride.
Oh, my. Oh, this is too good.
This might have to be the photo we send in.
We might have the winner. You got enough room to do that, John?
I can't stop laughing.
Okay, that's all right. Smile of joy.
Smile of joy.
Oh, man, this is great. Here's the Christmas card. This will be the photograph of Don and Mike in Maxim magazine.
Okay, now, guys, big smiles, please. Handsome smiles.
3, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, this is odd. Too good.
How's it feel, Jason?
Oh, I'm fine.
You're fine?
Here.
Ty, how you doing on the bottom?
Hanging in there.
All right.
You feel like you have to fart or anything, Jason? Jason's on Ty's shoulders right now.
That's right.
With big smile.
Now, you know what, guys, for this next one, just so we have one of these, what I want you to do, this time, because it's such a ridiculous pose, no smile. Like a brooding, serious, just dead serious look here. Okay? You're both on each other's shoulders.
Howdy.
And real pouty. Real pouty.
Howdy.
You can't laugh, man. Don't laugh, Ty. Come on now.
Up. Don't laugh. Be right. Pouty. Be gay and pouty.
All right. Just real pouty. Like almost, sullen.
Good.
That's the one that might be the keeper right there.
All right, I think we have enough shots.
I think we got plenty.
That's enough.
All right, fellas.
One thing about photographers, they love overdoing it.
Oh, they do. Take a million pictures.
Taking 8,000 damn pictures.
And we hate it. We hate it. This
Ty
is great,
and Jason.
Give a round of applause, guys.
We thank you.
You guys were terrific sports, and now you just look forward to the opportunity to see it in the magazine.
The May issue of Maxim magazine. Okay. You guys will be there with our list.
Can we see the proof before they go out at all?
Yeah, sure. If you'd like, we're going to be picking the final picture on the air next week. You can come on down and take a look then.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right, terrific. Yeah, absolutely. Now, we won't send anything out you're not comfortable with.
Toya will be happy to assist you guys getting dressed.
Yeah, Toya, not too horny.
Yeah, very, very horny.
Somebody get a mop, for goodness sake. Came in here and left a big wet spot on the floor. All right, thank you, guys.
That's great.
Jason and Ty.
You agree that could be the one of the leapfrog with
or
back-to-back was pretty fun. Or the hug.
They were all equally good. We just have to pick the one that is the goofiest.
And we'll do it right here on the air. You'll hear it, and then you'll see it in the back. magazine.
So it'll be funny not only to people who know us and
right.
know how ugly we are,
mm-hmm.
but it'll be even funnier to someone who's never heard of us before, like most of America.
That's the funniest part.
When they open the magazine, they go, God, look at... Boy, no wonder these guys are rating women. Look how hot they are. And do you think they're gay?
That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Beautiful. Very nicely done. Our thanks to Jason and to Ty.
All right.
And, of course, the biggest thank you of all to Maxim Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to be printing that list. So that's it. We're decided on the list.
We always figure that those Hollywood actresses can use body doubles. We can use body doubles,
sure.
too.
Sure. So we're as one on the list.
Absolutely. I think the list is solid. It stands alone.
Okay, so there's nothing you want to change.
No, the only thing I really was thinking, I thought we may have omitted Faith Hill from the list, but we didn't do that.
Oh, you know, now that I look at it,
well, somebody you want to bump off the list?
No, I'm just we're thinking about with the 2.5 being the doable level.
Mm-hmm.
We have Molly Shannon as doable at a 2.5.
You want to make the doable level like a 2.3?
Well, I think we should just stick with
okay.
the basic list.
Well, we'd have to make it higher, actually. Make it like a 2.7 or...
2.2.
Like a 3.0 being the doable?
Well, let me see. Then you'd lose a lot of women that I'm sure we'd have sex with.
Like
Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger. Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd miss a bunch of hot girls. Susie Colbert from ESPN.
Why we stay with them?
Sheryl Crow.
Will that be doable? It will. Will the list have that in there?
Yes, yes, oh yes. The 2.5 is the level that
good.
Where we would have sex with them, and below a 2.5.
Molly Shannon. What did Molly Shannon? What the hell did Molly Shannon come?
Okay,
out?
I want to tell you whose fault this is. This is your fault. I rated Molly Shannon at a 1.3. You must have been high because you rated her at a 1.9.
Yeah, but still under a 2.
Well, it comes to a 2.5 when you average them together.
Oh God.
Hold on. I'm reading this backwards, Mike. Actually, I must have been high that day. I gave her a 2.5.
Ah.
You gave her a 1.3, and that averages out to a 1.9.
A 1.9. Okay, so she's not doable.
And now I remember, I think she's doable. Because I think she's got nice boobs.
Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon. That's my fault.
That cheerleader.
Right. I rated her a 2.5.
Not the cheerleader. She's the girl that jumps into the chair.
She's the girl that puts her... arms under her yeah. hands under her armpits.
Mary Catherine Gallagher.
On Saturday Night Live.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's my fault. Sorry.
Poo-tinky.
I rated her a 2.5.
Okay.
You only rated her a 1.3.
Very good.
Sorry about that.
Very good.
Just stick with that. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What the hell? That's the list. Thanks to Maxim Magazine. I see we have plenty of phone calls standing by, but we have to break because we have a dude from ESPN coming on to talk about football.
All right.
So let's fly through these calls. Everybody just gets 10 seconds.
Yes.
That's all. That's all, really. Robbie, yes. time me. 10 yes. seconds per
Ready?
Call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yes, you're wasting your time because your radio is up.
Thank you. Did you see the picture of Dennis Murphy at the beach on his website?
No.
Hi!
Time, sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You have 10 seconds.
Hi, babies. I was calling for my birthday spankings. Can you do that in 10 seconds?
I don't think we can. How old are you, honey?
26.
Call us another time. I promise we'll spank you
time!
Hard.
Okay.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Melissa. I'm Jason's girlfriend.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Time's
up. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I wish we had more time,
dear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, you ought to put Liza Minnelli on your list, and that way they'll really be confused if you're gay or not.
Liza, everybody. That's it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Those are the calls we had standing by. We will
like
be right back. What, with Rob screaming time?
I sure do.
Be right back.
They love the smell of Martsky in the morning. Don and Mike.
I think Martsky's on the phone right now.
Excellent.
So is the guy from ESPN, John Clayton. But of course, thank you, Rob. Why tell us in advance? Why not wait until we're already on the air talking over the record?
Very good.
Don't say it in my headphones.
Is that Charlie who's
yeah.
communicating with you?
That is so annoying. When he tells me stuff in my headphones that you guys can't hear. Stop doing that! Stop it! Stop
it!
I hear enough voices in my head anyway. John Clayton.
Yes.
Oh, here he is.
my headphones?
Is that Charlie who's communicating with you?
That is so annoying. When he tells me stuff in my headphones that you guys can't hear. Stop doing that! Stop it! Stop
it! I hear enough voices in my head anyway.
John Clayton.
Yes.
Ah, here he is.
Hi, John.
John Clayton.
I got to ask one thing before we start.
From ESPN. Yes, sir.
Have you guys eaten? You sound a little grumpy today.
Oh, we sound grumpy every day.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't eat any day or what?
No, we eat a hell of a lot, but we always sound grumpy.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to check.
I am simply mad at the people who work on this show with us. That I'm surrounded by incompetence.
Well, yeah, but if you keep on getting mad, they're not going to talk to you at all.
Oh, sure they will. Oh, they will. We've all been working together for a very, very long time.
They're used to me telling them that they're incompetent.
Oh, okay.
John. You're being trouble at the beginning of this interview. We don't want to get mad at you. You sound like trouble already. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll give you a candy bar if you don't get mad at me.
All right, John Clayton from ESPN, the magazine. And also John Clayton is the guy that you see on all of the sports centers. Whenever there's anything going on,
yes,
they always go to that shot of him in a cubicle somewhere.
Yes.
Where he has all the information. Now, where are you based out of? Seattle?
Seattle, correct.
Seattle. Okay, let me ask you, of all the teams in free agency this year, who did the best? Did the Redskins do the best?
I mean, I think when they're completed, they'll definitely have the best because they've added an all-star team. They're going to end up having two great rookies in LeVar Arrington and Chris Samuels, Chris Samuels being the left tackle. Ultimately, they're going to probably have Deion Sanders as a third cornerback, which will come sometime in June. They've added a good safety in Mark Carrier, Bruce Smith on the defensive end. They've got Marco Coleman re-signed. I mean, this has been a blockbuster offseason for Dan Snyder. I mean, he's paying the big dollars to assemble as good of a team as he humanly can.
You ever get to see Susie Colbert up close?
Yes.
She is hot up close as she is on the TV.
Yes, absolutely.
Is she the hottest?
Where's Melissa, by the way, too.
She's what?
So is Melissa Stark.
Oh, Melissa Stark, yes. Mm-hmm. Although, you know what?
She's tall, by the way.
We've noticed something about her.
What is that?
That she has almost like a little boy's body. Melissa Stark has like a little boy's body. Not much shape to it.
Not real curvy, you know, like voluptuous and all that.
You should see her in person.
Really?
They have a different opinion.
Okay.
I did see her once, but maybe it was the outfit. She had on this awful, like, earth tone walking suit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It was just not very flattering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about those women.
The fashion consulting tip has been brought to you by.
I'll tell you, we're thinking about those women for a second. I'm going to ask you the opposite. When Don was asking you about the team that did the best, who is the team in the NFL that actually had to do the best but stunk up the joint with their off season?
Well, we're still waiting for the Jets to check in this off season. All they seem to be doing is letting players go and not signing anybody. And you know, I know Bill Parcells is still having a consulting role with the organization, but at the moment, I mean, they're paralyzed. I know they're starting to make the idea that maybe they'll trade a pick and a first-round pick and maybe get Simeon Rice, but that's the first sign of life we've seen since Al Groh has taken over. So I think that's one team that, of the many, have not done anything in free agency, and you wonder when they're going to get started.
You ever watch John Clayton on that show, NFL Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I watch that show. I watch it every night when it's on during football season.
Is that the one with Mark Malone?
Yeah, and I want to talk about him.
Mark Malone, who is, the Tom Selleck lookalike.
Well, he fancies himself a Tom Selleck lookalike.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He has that whole Tom Selleck thing.
How full of himself is this guy?
No, he's very humble, but the great part about it, Lisa brought Magnum P.I. back on A&E, so.
But really,
that shows you the power that Mark Malone has.
I've seen this guy, like, on remote assignment during the Pro Bowl when ESPN sends him out there. Mm-hmm. And on the opportunities that he doesn't read off a card or a prompter.
You're jealous of his athletic ability and his good looks.
Of course I am. But but I would just like to point out that when he's put in ad-lib situations, I've noticed that maybe he's not the brightest light bulb on the Christmas tree. And I was wondering if you had a comment about that, but probably not.
No, because, I mean, I know just being in, not usually in studio with him, but, I mean, he's really loose when things go crazy. And, I mean, this guy's really become a very good anchor for an athlete coming off. And, I mean, this guy's become very, very good. And so, so many crazy things that happen in any kind of a stand-up. And I think that he rolls with the punches very well, too. So, I mean, no, this guy's very good.
So you have nothing but good things to say about everybody at ESPN.
I said you're grumpy.
Well,
I don't know about you guys. I mean, you guys are grumpy.
Well, we are grumpy, and we always like to get to...
But I mean that in a positive sense.
Thank you very much. We always like to get as much negative energy as we possibly can.
Well, frankly, if anybody wants to hear all of this sports stuff, they would turn on ESPN. We like to find out more than just that. That's why we threw you that bone about what team did the best and what team did the worst at free agents.
Here's an interesting ESPN question. I know you're all over the country, and you do your, you file your different reports from different parts of the country about the NFL. But when you're up in Bristol, when you're at ESPN, or even when you're not there, have you heard any rumors? Is there any power couple up at ESPN? Any of the people doing each other up there?
You know, that's the weird part about it. I haven't been in Bristol now in about a year and 2 months, so I'm away from that. I don't know.
It's tough for you. That's great. What a great excuse not to be tough.
I know.
Yet.
At least I can say I'm innocent on that one.
Is Charlie Steiner well-liked?
Yes.
I would.
It's funny.
Would you think Charlie Steiner's not well liked?
I was just throwing that name out.
I would think Charlie Steiner would be, you know, based on the commercials for ESPN.
What about Stewart Scott? Everybody has to hate him, right? No, he's not fun. We've met him.
You've never been out with him at night.
Let me tell you something, and I'm going to be honest with you here. We had Stewart Scott on the air. We had him on the air. Was it a year ago at the Super Bowl?
Right.
And I'll tell you something, probably one of the most difficult interviews we've ever done. And we weren't even grumpy like we are today. We were kissing his ass.
Where am I going to go in this rating so far? Am I going to go in as a bad interviewer?
No, you're a nice guy.
No, you're fine. You've answered all the questions.
Absolutely.
You're fine. You're fine straying from the boring sports script.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, are you married, John?
Absolutely.
How long?
Almost 4 years.
How would you feel about taking some kind of a sex quiz?
Which sex? I mean, that's a big thing.
Let me tell you, first of all, that we all took this sex quiz on the show, and
is this going to be like this dog and cat thing? What kind of dog are you on the internet?
No. Although
it was not a single question. My wife gave me this test, and it's like it was not a single question that applied to me.
Although, you know what? This is the same site where I get these quizzes from. That's emode.com. What kind of dog would you be? We took that on the air.
Yeah, we did.
The celebrity matchmaker, we took that one.
And we've had a lot of people take this quiz, and all you have to do, if there's something that you truly feel uncomfortable with, you can choose not to answer the question. But it's a very nice sex quiz.
Okay, like just five of the best questions. Have you ever had sex in your parents' house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a yes.
Thank you.
Have you ever had sex with more than one partner?
No.
Nope.
And you know, I'm going to give my partner his props. He is doing this off the top of his head.
Well, we've only taken these questions.
These are easy questions to answer, either yes or no.
But I mean, these are exactly what they were in this particular survey.
Have you ever experienced anal sex?
No.
No. Good for you. That's the right answer, incidentally, Charlie.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever been videotaped while having sex?
No.
Total number of sex partners?
During a lively career?
In your lifetime.
In your lifetime, off the top of your head.
All right, I got to go off the top of my head here. I think we're probably talking a small number of like about 12.
12.
Oh, you know
that's
what?
Very much that falls in line with all of us.
I will give him credit.
What's the next question? You want me to name them?
How many? I bet you could. If you only had 12, I bet you could.
Could you?
I know.
Hell, I had about 40. I don't think I could.
40?
Yeah.
One time?
He was one of the sluts on the survey.
No, back before I got married, when I was a young disc jockey, I got into radio when I was 14. I seriously would pick up any girl on the telephone and go to bed with her.
And he lived to tell about it.
I did. It was before the hippie and everything.
That's right.
And this is even after Play Misty for me.
Yes,
that's right.
Well, John Clayton, I must give you some bonus points here for not only honestly answering our questions about ESPN, but participating in the sex quiz.
Is there any, I'll ask you one normal sports question before we let you go. Is there any potential bombshell that you see on the horizon this offseason in the NFL? Any major story that might be coming up that you hear in the rumor mill?
Well, I mean, just on a couple of brief ones, Steve Young is not going to be traded to Denver. That will not happen because everybody thinks that's something. Everybody in Denver is all on this case that Steve Young is going to end up in a trade. Well, I mean, literally, the 49ers can't even make a move until the draft, and they can't make a move with Steve Young until June. And already knowing that Gus Frerotte has signed in Denver, do not expect anything to happen there. Dan Marino will retire. It'll probably be in about a month.
Oh, have you ever had a homosexual dream or fantasy?
Never.
Never, okay.
Okay.
No.
That was just another one of the questions.
Hey, come on. I grew up in Pittsburgh.
No, Don.
I'm
going to
shoot you for that.
Don always considered Dan Marino to be dreamy. That's what initialized that.
That's what made me think of that.
Although Dan is kind of cute.
Ah, see?
There you go.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I agree.
All right. Listen, John Clayton, thank you. Good man. Thank you for being on our show.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good luck at ESPN.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Good man. I liked him. I liked him a lot.
Could have been trouble, but he was all right.
And I like that sex quiz. I do. I think that breaks
That's a good icebreaker when you have a boring guest on like that.
Sure, there are going to be a lot of people that won't take it, but if they take it, it's fun.
Sure. I think he was lying about a lot of it.
Weren't we all?
Hello, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Time now for Rudy Martsky from USA Today, America's number one TV sports columnist. Well, Rudy, that guy John Clayton was not bad.
Call him in today's newspaper.
Well, I'm on vacation, guys.
Oh, girl.
So now, for the couple of times I'm not writing a column, they're not running it.
They really were real jacked up about the fact that we're on in New York City now. Is there anybody you want to say hello to up in New York City right now?
Well, I'll tell you what. Mark Mandel, the ABC... I wish there was a woman I could say I do, but Mark Mandel, the ABC PR guy, whom you've met, he was at our party down there in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, called me a couple nights ago. He said, Rudy, you're done at Mike. Guys are on in New York. They're great.
Okay.
I said, Mark, are you surprised? I mean, you know these guys.
No, that's great.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was driving home and listening to you guys and called me from his cell phone.
Where are you vacationing at, Rudy?
Well, I happen to be out here at Vegas, guys.
Hold on. Let's guess the hotel.
Okay, guess the hotel.
All
right, everybody want to take a shot at it?
Yeah, you go first, Mike. You know
I'm
going to
say Rudy is a new kind of guy. He likes new places. I'm going to say he's at Bellagio.
I'm going to guess. What's the place for the pyramids?
That would be MGM Grand.
That's what I'm guessing. Buzzy.
Is the Sands still open?
The Sands?
Of course, you might be, it's either MGM Grand or the Luxor. The Luxor is that pyramid.
Hold on, no. What's the one you went to?
Mandalay Bay.
I'm going to change my vote to Mandalay Bay because that's the one that HBO put you up at.
Okay, all right, so I say Bellagio, you say Mandalay Bay.
I'll take MGM Grand.
MGM Grand.
Tangiers.
Tangiers
from the movie Casino.
Which is it, Rudy? Are you at one of those?
Yeah, I'm at one of them. Yes, Mandalay Bay.
Ah. Winner.
Way to go.
Yeah. That's some dreidel dollars.
Oh, looking right down the pool we just checked in a little while ago. Mouse is in her usual custom place. She's on the bed.
On the bed.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, all right.
What is Mouse wearing right now?
He's wearing his snappy jeans outfit.
Oh, really? Snappy jeans.
He's looking Vegas as we got to Vegas, yeah.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, the bedazzler.
All right. Have you and Mouse had Vegas love yet?
No, we just got here, Don, but probably when I hang up, I'm anticipating possibly something along those lines, or maybe not.
Now, are you going to be for the whole week? Are you going to be in Vegas, really?
No, just for the weekend.
Just for the week, okay.
Yeah, we were out in California for a few days earlier, and then just took a flight in this morning. Yeah.
Oh, you two kids. You two crazy kids. You love your leisure time.
we get on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rudy, did we ask you, did you take that sex quiz?
Yes, I did. In fact, I answered all the questions, honestly.
Uh-huh.
I did better than, let's say, Hannah Storm, who wouldn't take it.
Right.
But I got to give John credit, because I figured any of these TV people would get a little nervous and not do it, and I commend them for that. But I remember you guys said to me, Rudy, you got the second highest number of supposedly correct questions. The guy who had said the worst was Rob. No, it was Buzz.
That's right. No, Buzz is the biggest deviant among us.
That's
all.
Right. Well, it shows that you were a fine, upstanding citizen.
All right, Rudy, being as you've taken the sex quiz, do you have a nugget for us, something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Yeah, I got one.
How about this?
This is along the lines of the sex quiz. Okay. Eugene Robinson, the former Green Bay Packer, who also then went to the Atlanta Falcons and was picked up in Miami.
With a whore the night before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he's now interviewed or auditioned with CBS. Might see him on TV next year. No decision yet, but that's a possibility.
It's not going to be a football program, though. It's going to be a show about hookers.
Yeah, that's right. It's another way to jack up the ratings there for NFL Today.
Him and Vern Lundquist are going to go out and try to pick up some hookers.
Okay, we're going to take a look at our best hooker of the week.
All right, thank you, Rupert.
Okay, guys.
Thank you. Have a great vacation. Get some.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
All right.
Okay. Go grab a piece. Give me that look right now. Like the one that was in Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Don't want to kiss and tell.
That's right.
No.
Go break off a piece of that for me, though.
Okay.
All right, bye, Rudy.
Okay, guys. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember, he's a workaholic.
Right.
It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
Rudy Martsky.
That denim outfit will be on the floor in minutes.
Rudy Martsky, brought to you by Glory Days Grill. Great food, great sports, five locations in the D.C. Metro. Burke, Dale City, Sterling, Centerville, and now Germantown, Maryland. Thank you, Rudy. Thank you, John Clayton. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike, executive directors of the group home, Dawn and Mike.
All right, I'm going to talk to the two women in my life right now.
Very good.
Before we talk to Charlie Stossel, we'll talk to Frida for a second.
Excellent.
She's the other woman in my life.
Charlie Stossel, speaking of the second woman.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Hi, honey.
What's up?
I just want to tell you hi.
Well, thanks. That's very kind of you to call and tell me hi.
Just want to make sure that our date plan is still on for tonight.
I know you're excited about it. I wouldn't dare disappoint you.
Listen, as I told you this morning, I had no problem with us going out and doing something when the boy is away doing stuff with his friends.
Oh, boy, don't let that go to my head.
It's just, you know, the early morning hour. I mean, it is just a tad frustrating when you wake up so damn happy and so damn perky, and when we sit down together in the morning, the three of us, you're happy, and we're not.
I'm sorry. I'll work on that. It's my fault.
It just takes us a while to get up to speed.
And I love the fantasy of you saying that you would rather talk when you come home at night. Yeah. Like that happens. I have not figured out the time you would like to talk.
Well, when I come home at night, when we have dinner, on the rare occasions when my wife and son have not eaten without me and there's not just a plate sitting out for me. On the rare occasions that I come home and we do, the three of us have dinner together, we talk about the day's events.
Mm-hmm.
But on the days when I come home,
Christmas,
when I come home from work and there's just a plate sitting out there,
right,
or there's a plate in the oven, I take the plate and I just go in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I got to decompress just a little bit after the show.
Well,
and last night would have been...
You know, Boo, you come home so late. I mean, are you upset that we don't wait for you more often?
No, I'm not upset about anything.
All right.
I'm upset that you're happy in the morning. That's all I'm upset about.
Frida, were you particularly happy this morning?
I didn't know. I was just regular happy. As a matter of fact, when I gave you a little love, I asked
know.
You how you slept, you know, that's just regular.
Right, she's just too happy in the morning.
Well, sorry.
That's the problem.
You know, you don't like it when I'm unhappy. I've been battling the hormones. I've had to cut every fun thing out of my life in order to get my hormones under control. And I'm feeling good, and, you know, I still don't please you.
When you say cutting fun things out of your life to get your hormones under control, you mean not wine?
Yes.
Oh, no, really?
She's dropped wine. She's dropped coffee. She's dropped artificial sweeteners.
Ooh.
Or real sweeteners. No sugar. No, you know.
Can't have sugar or can't have sweeteners of any kind?
I don't know what it is that's messing me up, but I've eliminated everything and I feel good. So now I have to just, you know, slowly add them back.
You know, you hear a lot of nutritionists and experts and they make noise about, you know, cut the alcohol down. I have found that if you increase the dosage, it helps you a little bit more. Thank you, Rob.
Huzzah.
Thank you very much.
Huzzah to that. And now, honey, tonight will be a martini evening. You can count on that.
Well, you know what? I'm your official driver now.
Yes, my official designated driver, because I would like to take this moment to announce, ladies and gentlemen, I know you'll be very proud of this.
Big announcement. I'm waiting for
this. I know it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Just want to say, I believe I finally have a drinking problem.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Hi, Buzz.
Welcome, Don.
Hi, Mike. Now, I've heard the criteria is...
Yes.
If you have a drink a day...
Right.
You have a drinking problem.
Yes.
Hello, drinking problem.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a drink a day?
Well, every other day. I didn't have one last night.
Oh, yes,
good.
You did. I smelt it. You know, I got...
I did not have a drink last night.
No. It's a real problem.
I'd like to add another little drum roll.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We need another drum roll.
I did not have
a breath problem. You know, that martini cigar combination is not my favorite sleeping companion.
You don't want to do, any tongue wrestling after that?
Oh, my God.
I didn't... Honey, I swear to God, I didn't have a martini last night.
I'm sorry. Well, I must be still reeling from the night before.
Don't you remember last night?
Well, maybe your breath is just permanently like that now.
You know, I will know there's trouble when I go up to the office and see a bottle in your desk. That's when I...
I'm just in the beginning stages of having a drinking problem.
You know, I was in one of those billiard stores where they, you know, sell those little slide-in bars, you know? That would look great in the office.
That's just... It's the honeymoon part of having a drinking problem.
Enjoy this first stage. It's the best part. I think Mike will agree with me.
Best part ever. As you're experimenting and you're finding out that it's your friend.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lifelong friend. You know, if you don't get too crazy.
And while you still have your family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, you guys are still around. Yeah. It's good. I'm taking him drinking, though.
I'll tell you right now, I know your wife, even when she's drinking wine, she really doesn't go crazy with it. And now that she's not drinking at all, she's your designated driver.
Right.
Laura, as you know, my wife is a teetotaler also. She does not drink. Mm-hmm. And you will find that will plunge you deeper and deeper in there. And,
right, when you know that you have no reason to stay sober when you go out to a function at night.
You have a built-in designated driver. And I have found that I socialize more based on that fact. Wow. It's terrific. Enjoy the ride.
Well, I just wanted to announce this, that I'm finally with you guys.
Way to go.
100%.
Fantastic.
I don't know why I had to try all the illegal vices
right.
before I finally came around and wised up to the legal vice.
I look forward to our flight out to Los Angeles. I truly do.
What, haven't I already promised you?
I know.
Didn't I already tell you?
Yeah.
I'll be boozing it up with you on the plane.
Fantastic. It'll be wonderful.
Sure.
Just another chapter for my memoir.
Listen, I love you. And I'm sorry if I was a dick this morning.
Well, Shuggy, you know what? I don't even notice. I mean, I hate to say that. But you were just you.
You know, we're just different animals in the morning when we wake up. That's
and
all.
When you come home at night. I'd like for you to tell me, you know, I know you're not a morning person or a night person.
I'm at my peak.
Huh?
I'd say about noon or one.
Okay.
That's a good time for me.
Okay.
That's a good time for me.
Mm-hmm.
See, early morning, I'm dreading starting the day.
Right.
By midday, I've got a handle on it. But at night when I come home, honey, I've just been here all day, doing this all day.
All right. That's good to know. Unfortunately, I don't always see you between noon and one. So if I miss that time, I'm just SOL, right?
Yes, you've missed your window of opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Love you. So I'll just meet you there tonight, right?
I'll set my little ding. Alarm clock for between noon and one.
I meet you there tonight, right?
Well, you want me to drive you?
Yeah, maybe I should come home first.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Try and end on time.
It's been a long, busy week.
Yeah. You know what? Absolutely. I'll come home, and then you can just drive me to the restaurant.
Oh, boy. It'll be a fun time.
So that I can get nice and bombed.
There you
good.
Go.
Well,
and then
I'll,
you can
I'll,
drive
well,
me home.
Enjoy. It makes the food taste better.
Oh, sure. And I'll leave my my plastic rubber gloves out for that late-night scrubbing.
Honey, now, come on. Be honest. How long has it been since I've been so drunk I puked? How long ago was that? When I kissed Beth, how long ago was that?
That might have been. That was, 4 years or so.
Uh-huh.
4 years ago.
Been a long time between drunk pukes.
Okay, good. Good. I don't have to have the tools out to repair the toilet. Don't need the rubber gloves out.
Hey, so you're in the first stages of it. See, those years, you won't be talking years, you'll be talking months. Then weeks.
Love you, honey.
I love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
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 Now, her I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Number one woman in my life
That's
has
right.
been for almost 20 years.
Right.
I love her. Now, this woman I'm not too enamored with.
I'm bummed, because I have a date with this woman on Sunday.
This woman came in to do her bit and then left today.
Mm.
Movie lady Charlie Stossel.
Really?
I don't know why... Hello. Charlie, where are you?
John, I'm sitting in traffic on 95.
Charlie, don't you have a regular gig on this show? Friday afternoon,
uh-huh.
Friday evening.
Yep.
Charlie Stossel reviews movies. I've got the thing here.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Well, we get done with the guy from ESPN, and our producer comes in and says, Charlie Stossel's gone. I said, where did he go? He said, he just left.
Oh, that's not quite true, Mr. Broyhill.
Where are you at?
I called Charlie earlier today, and I said, because of stuff that's going on tonight, I need to come on a little early. And he said, well, at 4:30, we have John Clayton from ESPN. You can come on before 4:30. And I said, fine, I'll be there before 4 o'clock. And I was there about 10 minutes before.
Oh, well, no, we were doing our gay photo shoot then.
Well, and that's not what I was told. And it seemed like everything was going to be fine. And then I looked at Charlie after the photo shoot was done. And I said, you're going to do John Clayton next. And he said, yep. And I said, oh, I'm screwed, aren't I? And he said, yeah.
Well, why did you have to go running out?
Because I have a date for tonight, and we wanted to go and do dinner prior to the hockey game.
Is it a woman?
Yes.
Is it Kate?
No.
Okay, is it a hot woman?
No, she's very cute.
Is it a woman that you have the chance of having sex with?
I don't know that.
But this isn't one of your friend dates.
It is a friend date.
Okay, then that is unacceptable.
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 But you never know.
Well, you have to be either... Now, be honest with us. Is this someone who... Yes, you're a friend first, but is this one of the women you have no chance with, or is this a woman who maybe you do have a chance with?
Maybe.
Oh.
It's much more of a maybe.
Well, see, but
I told you, I'm not having any more of the Elaine friends.
No, see, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Do you want me to bring a note?
You don't have a chance with this girl.
Do you want me to bring a note?
Is this the same woman you're bringing to the hockey game?
No.
All right.
So you have a gig on this radio show for 5 years. This is the first time that you've ever just walked out and left because you have a date.
No, this was something that we've had for a while, and it seemed to be made very clear that I needed to do it early, much like, you know, there are times where I do come in early or I go on a little bit later, and it's fine. And Mr. Broyle and I had an understanding. I had to be out by this time.
All right, well, if this is not a woman that you think you have a chance to have sex with, then what does it matter?
I didn't say I didn't. Oh, almost got in a wreck.
Are you stressing you out a little?
You would like that if I hit somebody right now.
Who's the celebrity? Who's the celebrity this woman most resembles?
Wow, good question.
Come on now. You walked out of the studio. You abandoned us. You might as well come up with
it. I did not abandon you.
Hey, it's time for your segment. You're sponsored, and I don't have a segment to run.
Oh, yeah, we can run the segment.
Oh, on the telephone? Oh, that's so bourgeois.
Oh.
And we are still waiting for the celebrity this woman most resembles.
Couldn't come up with one, to be honest with you.
Charlie, you've got to work a little harder today. You're the one that left.
Charlie, if you don't tell us, you know who we're going to think she looks like. Frankenstein.
Is she listening right now?
I don't think so. I believe she's in the shower.
Well, then tell us. Come on. Who does she look like?
A little bit... The smile, you're going to, don't get me wrong on this one. The smile is a lot like Janine Garofalo.
Wow. Okay, hey, you
said the smile.
Okay, you're working on, boy, we're creating a beautiful woman here, Mr. Potato Head.
The smile's like Janine Garofalo. Is the ass like Janine Garofalo?
Oh, no. She works out, I know her from the gym. She works out a lot.
All right, the smile is like Janine Garofalo. And the rest of the face? What was that?
What was that?
It was a big sigh, I'm thinking.
Come on.
Yes, thinking.
Come on, Charlie. Who's she look like?
You know, he's much...
Jesus. A little bit like Rachel Hunter.
Rachel Hunter.
You mean the girl who was married to Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
I'll bet you $100 you don't even get the second base with this chick tonight.
Do you want me to bring a picture or a note or something?
I wouldn't mind seeing a picture of her next time you come in here.
You know what, Mike? On Sunday, I'll bring a picture.
Okay.
I'll bet you $200 you can't get to third base with her tonight.
You're probably right.
And if you do get to third base, you know what the rule is. That's a whole week you can't wash that hand.
who says I wash that often anyway?
Gross.
So do you think? So you don't even think there's a chance you get to second base tonight?
I have no idea.
Well, come on. You mean you don't have a game plan for your date? I'll tell you something. I've been married to the same woman for 19 years. I have a game plan tonight. I'm going to go home. I'm going to have her drive me to the restaurant. I'm going to have a couple of drinks, and I'm going to come home, and I'm going to have sex with my wife.
With an outside shot that you'll come home and fall asleep.
Yeah, there's a chance that'll happen.
There's probably a bigger chance of that happening.
There's a chance that'll happen. But I'm not. My point is, I'm not single, and I have a plan for sex tonight.
This is the first date of this kind that you've had with this woman?
Second.
Second date.
Oh.
And when was the last date?
About 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Have you kissed her?
No.
Well, how did the other date end? Handshake?
Yes, a handshake.
Is it the typical Stossel date where the door opens and she puts her feet on the pavement while the car is still moving?
Yes, and I pushed her.
In her zeal to get out of the car.
All right, so you, listen, I don't understand why you left, because it sounds like you don't have a chance with this girl.
Well, like I had told Mr. Broyhill, I'm either going early today.
All right, I got you. Well, then very briefly...
I'm sorry if you're pissed. I really am. The last thing I'm trying to do is piss you off.
Okay, well, just give me the movies, then. Just give me the movies without the tedious plot summary. Just give me the titles and how many stars.
Drowning Mona, 1.
Okay.
Next Best Thing, 1.
What's Next Best Thing?
That's Madonna.
Oh, Madonna. Madonna and that gay guy. Right. Okay,
Madonna,
what else?
Movie.
Madonna.
My Dog Skip.
That's with the Malcolm in the Middle kid. How many?
Yes, 3.5.
You know, Drowning Mona, I saw a trailer for it, and it looks goofy, crazy, funny. It looks like it might be funny.
And the movie that he loves is about a dog who drives a car.
They try to throw too much in with Drowning Mona. And the next one is the Gary Shandling movie, What Planet Are You From?, which, after watching Madonna's movie and the Drowning Mona, is looking better to me, so we'll give that 2.
Two stars.
But, again, shocker.
For anybody that's planning on going out to the movies on a date tonight, looking for some good adult fare.
Or out of all of the movies that are released this weekend, Madonna's movie, Gary Shandling's movie, Charlie Stossel gives his highest recommendation is a movie that has a dog driving a car.
And stars, a charming movie.
And stars the boy from Malcolm in the Middle.
A charming movie. Charming.
All right, Charlie, get out of here for goodness sake.
All right, Don.
Have a good time.
I'll bring the picture on Sunday, Mike.
Okay, bring the picture.
All right, get some, Charlie.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Charlie Stossel's non-movie report has been brought to you by the Cinema Arts Theater, Fair City Mall, Fairfax, featuring independent and foreign films, pouring. Check for directions and listings by calling 703-978-6991 or online, www.cinemaartstheater.com. That's theater spelled R-E.
And if you want to read between the lines there, I mean, the real deal is that,
Mr. Broyhill, let me tell you something. I really do think I have a chance, but I'm not going to have a chance if I pick her up late.
There is not a chance he gets anything. I guarantee that. I guarantee effing that. Thank you, Charlie Stossel. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations. We have 5 people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
I'm a computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. Yes. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
With a chunk of Pat Summerall's stomach in every delicious bite, guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
I know. Rob, pick up line 9 and prep Tim Conway. Just talk to him for a second. That's to set something up. All right, we have the scheduled interview with Tim Conway.
Right.
We've had on the show about 100 times already, and there's really nothing that we can ask Tim Conway who anybody would be interested in hearing. So I want to give him this plug. He's plugging McHale's Navy on TV Land.
Uh-huh. Right.
But the best way to get him on the phone and get him off the phone is to go to our old standby to make him think that Regis Philbin is filling in with me today.
Hi, how are you?
That's great to be.
Hi, how you doing? It's good to see you. How are you?
Okay, now, Rob, tell him, hold on, before you plug it back in, tell him that as it turns out, he's called on a great day because Regis Philbin is in the studio today, so it'll be very brief the time we have to talk to him.
Hi, Tim. Yeah, it turns out we've actually overlapped. It's called on a real good day. Actually, we have Regis Philbin on today as well. We won't keep you long. Okay, we won't keep you long. So hold on, and we'll pick you up in the studio. Hold on.
Because, I mean, he's a nice guy, and he's funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But we've had him on about 1 million times, and I really don't know what we could possibly ask him. So let's bring him in now.
That's what I was saying. So I was in the middle. That's how it works. So it's actually a really good experience.
Now
fantastic.
Regis?
Yeah.
I know you're the biggest. But we have a special guest joining us now.
Wonderful.
Here to promote the McHale's Navy Marathon.
Who do you have here?
Going to be on TV Land. Our friend, Mr. Tim Conway.
Oh, Wanda, hey.
Tim Conway.
That's fantastic. Hi there.
Tim.
All three in the same
area code. Isn't that wonderful? Hi, Regis.
Hi, how are you?
So what's been happening with you lately? Anything?
Oh, it's good.
Now, how are you, pal? It's great. He's an enormous talent.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
That's
now, you know this guy? You know him, Regis?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
We are very tight.
We go back a long way. How are you, Tim?
I'm going to be okay. He actually bought Harvey Korman's house, and Harvey has been sitting on the front lawn ever since then.
How is Harvey, Tim?
Oh, just as sick as ever.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
That's great. Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Tim was actually the first choice for a millionaire.
He was
actually number one, and, you know, unfortunately, things didn't work out, and they dropped it in my lap anyway. So that's how it is, and it's fine.
As it turns out, we have Regis Philbin with us here on the show today, and Tim Connolly, we had him scheduled for an interview, so we want to make sure...
Oh, you guys, you're hot. What a bonus.
We want to make sure that we get Tim's plug in.
All right.
That there's a McHale's Navy Marathon this weekend.
I love that show. It's
a great
show.
Land.
McHale's Navy is one of my favorites.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's 48 hours. It's only one segment of the show, though. I mean, they just keep showing it over and over.
just the one episode.
Yeah, you're terrific. You're great on that show, and I love it. I really do.
Regis, what was, no question about it.
Regis, what is your all-time favorite Tim Conway movie? Can you even name a Tim Conway movie?
The Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yes.
Oh, you.
There you are. How about that, huh, Tim? He tried to trick me up, but I got it.
Now, Regis, how many times have you heard, is that your final answer?
More than I care to say. That's for sure. But, Tim, I'll tell you right now, you can say it any time you want, pal.
I see.
All right.
Tim, and what about the rumors we hear that you will be replacing Kathy Lee Gifford? Regis, would you like him to replace Kathy Lee?
Sure, right. Any time Tim wants to come by and host the show, you can come over and be fine.
Hi, we love that. Where she decided that she would not be coming back. And Regis, you may be right. You probably don't need anybody at this point.
You're right. I can do it myself, Tim. I've told the whole world that I can handle it myself, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
You don't even need an audience.
I don't. I can do it all myself. Who needs it?
Actually, they don't even need to tape it. You can just do it.
Do it live.
Tim, how far back do you and Regis go?
Quite a ways. He's owed me money for, gosh, I can't remember.
We've known each other for years. We really have. He's a great guy.
Way back to Joey Bishop days.
And I'll tell you right now, and I mean this, and I'm the funniest guy you've ever seen. The hottest, funniest guy you've ever seen. I think really a great performer, always has been, and he could host live by himself. He could do it.
It's such a smooth fest. Listen, Tim, we just wanted to make sure we got your plug on McHale's
Thank
Navy.
Thank you very much.
All this weekend on TV Land.
Yeah.
Okay, and Regis, congratulations.
God bless you, Tim. Thanks, pal. Thanks a lot. God bless you.
And you two guys, congratulations on being in 56 cities.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Take care, buddy.
Nice talking to you.
See you later, pal.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
I'm telling you, that is the most painless way out of a boring interview that we have ever come up with.
Oh, my God.
Who doesn't want to talk to Regis?
Everybody wants to talk to Regis.
It always works.
I think they had more of a history than Marty Milner and Kent McCord, one out of 12 guys, when we had him on last time. Absolutely.
Because don't get me wrong, Tim Conway is a goddamn funny guy.
Great guy.
It's just... We've had him on a million times.
Wonderful.
And we've asked him already about Harvey Korman taking pills.
He was funny with Regis, too.
And about them going out and getting drunk.
Wonderful.
And about Lyle Waggoner and impotence. And about Dorf on golf. We've asked Tim Conway virtually everything
that we
could ask him before. And we thank him
for coming on the show.
And they called and said he wanted to plug his TV Land Marathon. So there you go.
Wonderful. Fine.
Regis is the Regis is the great go-between, isn't he?
Well, he's hot. You know, that's the thing. And it's great to, you know, when he's got the people that come by and the long showbiz history. I bought Corman's house.
You know what? You take Tim Conway and you hang up the phone and then he'll go, wow, hey, listen, honey, I was just on this radio show with these two schmucks and they had Regis on.
Or there's the outside shot. I wonder if that was really Regis.
Well, you know how we find out? Rob, go get his phone number. And call him right here in the studio.
Okay.
And make the post-interview call.
All right.
Just to ask him how he thought it went.
Him not being sure is just as good as fooling him completely.
Mm-hmm. No, see, I think if any of these celebrities had a clue that it wasn't Regis,
they'd probably speak right
up. They would say something.
But Buzz is right. If he's not really sure, you know, he would have, you know, piped right up there.
Well, we don't have a phone number. Well, how did he get through to us?
Regis called us. I'm sorry, Tim called us. Regis is in the studio.
You can't have my home number.
All right, well, then we can't call him.
We'll
back.
Never know. It'll be a deep dog secret. Of course, if he calls back angry, we'll know. You bastards. You sick bastards.
That made a very tedious interview very interesting.
Well, fine. Fine.
Well, good.
That's great.
Well,
that is your life partner up there. Fantastic. Great job. Great job. I love being on the show. You know I always do, Don.
I watched him a little bit today.
Yeah.
Watched him enjoy a little bit today.
You like the combo?
Well, I've always enjoyed the combo of Regis and Joy because she gives him the most crap. She
right.
gives him real crap, not that phony Kathy Lee crap.
Mm-hmm.
She gives him real crap, but he seemed very opposed to the thought that Joy Philbin is the number one choice to replace Cunningham Gifford.
Did they talk about it at all?
That's all they talked about.
Really?
When they came on. Joy's here.
How does she feel? She's got a great deal of ambition.
And Joy's the number one choice. And, you know, Joy was sitting there with her pancake breasts and her little tight mini skirt on.
And did she seem to like
the
idea?
She said she didn't want to do it.
Oh, really?
She indicated she didn't want to do it, but that could all just be, you know, BS smokescreen, too.
Or, you know, the most likely scenario that they've already had the discussion and she really doesn't want to do it, and he knows that. You know, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to do that.
Could mean more money for the Philbin.
Come on. How are you, Tim?
Honey, you're not going to believe this. I just talked to Regis Philbin on the telephone.
And a guy like Tim Conway, you don't know how far back they go, so you really don't know.
I think when he said all that crap about like being on the Joey Bishop show,
absolutely,
that was probably absolutely on the level.
When Regis was at peon level.
All right, thank you, Tim Conway. Now, one thing real quick, and
yes.
then we're going to get on to today's low-budget Jeopardy. As you know, Jim Varney is dead,
mm-hmm.
the earnest guy.
Right.
And frankly, we didn't care because we had him on the show, and he was a big load one time we had him on. We had to kick him off the show.
Mm-hmm.
But his name has come back up in the news because although comedian Jim Varney died last month of lung cancer,
mm-hmm.
if you go to jimvarney.com,
mm-hmm.
that website, that internet domain name will live on
forever,
thanks to a preacher in Escondido, California.
Oh, that's nice.
A pastor has reserved the domain name jimvarney.com. Last summer, he did a search and discovered that jimvarney.com was available.
And he just took it.
He took it. He registered the name.
How's he going to make money? Well, it's a preacher.
He registered the name to keep Jim Varney's name from being name-napped.
Okay.
He says that he will hold on to the name until Jim Varney's family comes forth to claim it.
That's interesting.
Let's call this kooky preacher.
I wonder why this preacher is occupying his time with these type of things.
I don't know if I would go to a church where the preacher has taken the time to register the internet name Jim
Baptist Church and Ministry.
Varney.com.
Yeah.
Hello, is Clinton Miller there, please?
Who's calling?
This is Don and Mike. We're doing a Christian radio show, and we're on the radio right now.
Hold on, please.
There we go. And there is our kind of music.
What is this, Jesus music?
Sure it is.
Yay. That's funny. I've never known that a church.
Clint Miller here.
Clint.
Yeah.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now.
How are you, Reverend?
Dynamite. Where are you guys?
We are calling from Westwood One Radio.
Well, welcome.
Welcome to you, sir. We're on the All Christian Network, and we were calling, wondering about the story with you taking jimvarney.com.
Well, I'm glad you called. I love jimvarney.com.
As do we.
As do we.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
And I bought jimvarney.com for Jim Varney. And Jim and I had a lot of mutual friends, and we worked together doing a benefit for Chance Martin, a mutual friend, about 3 years ago in Nashville.
Pastor, we've talked often on our radio show, or on our Christian radio show, about the lessons that can be learned from the Ernest movies.
Yeah.
What do you think the greatest lesson is that one can learn from Ernest Saves Christmas?
Great question.
Thank you.
I love that show. I watch it every year.
Thank you.
As a pastor.
Amen. God bless him. Amen.
Yeah, I love it. The lesson was keep Christmas in Christmas.
This is funny about lying to a priest, isn't it?
People, the way he didn't give up on that teenager.
I mean, we're kind of lying to him.
Right.
If you remember the movie.
We
both know it by heart.
Yeah.
Well, which is your favorite of the Ernest movies? Which of the Ernest movies, Pastor, do you think has the deepest religious meaning? Which of the Ernest movies?
Well,
That's a great question. I think that the humble of heart is in all of them. I like Ernest Goes to Camp. I was going to say
that Ernest Goes to Camp is my favorite.
Yeah, I think Ernest Goes to Camp because I take about 100 kids every year to camp up at Big Bear. And we can't help but think of Ernest every year.
Do you do, by any chance, an Ernest impression? Do you do Vern? You know,
well, I don't do it as good as I should. You know what I mean?
Could you maybe indulge us? We'd love to hear it, you know, and it would kind of keep his spirit alive if you would choose to do an impression of Ernest for us.
Well, you know what I mean, Vern?
God bless you, brother.
Where are you guys at? Tell me.
We operate out of a little church/radio station in Washington, D.C.
I love it. I tell you, a very close friend of Jim Varney's is Chance Martin. Chance, as a matter of fact, worked out a lot of the routines with Jim, and he's a brother in Christ. He would love to receive a phone call from you. He lives in Nashville.
How about we try our Jim Varney impression for you and see what you think?
Let me hear it.
Why don't you go first, Brother Michael?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Hey, Vern.
That's good. All right, now my turn now?
Go ahead. Hey, Vern.
Yours
is good, too.
we're not as good as Pastor Clint.
He's not at all. One more time,
you know,
Pastor?
You guys are as good as it gets. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
See, he just... You know what he did?
He snuck it in. And I didn't even know he was doing it.
He snuck it in on us.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Well, long live the great Jim Varney.
Yeah. Pastor, we thank you, and God bless you for talking to us.
It's nice of you to call.
It's very nice to talk to you. I think the next segment on the show, as a matter of fact, let's open this up after we play the next Amy Grant record. Let's open it up, and let's take calls about which Ernest movie means the most.
I think that's a good idea.
To you in your everyday Christian lives. Sure. Brother Buzz, Ernest movie means the most to you?
I have to say it's Ernest Saves Christmas. Okay. I agree with the pastor on that.
Well, the pastor liked Ernest Goes to Camp.
I know, but I liked what he said about the Christmas spirit.
Brother Rob?
Yes?
Testimonial right now. Which Ernest movie means the most to you?
I love Ernest Scared Stupid.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hey, guys, ClintMiller.com. Give it a plug.
Hold on, Brother Charles.
Does it have to be restricted to an Ernest movie?
No, not necessarily.
Mine was Dr. Otto in Search of the Glow Beam.
Dr. Otto.
In Search of the Glow Beam.
I've never even heard of that one before.
Oh, that was interesting.
Oh, that's good. Well, so that's an obscure one, Brother Charles.
Yes, it is. Thank you. All right, was that your telephone there, Pastor Clint?
No, it was a noise in the background.
All right. Well, Almighty. God bless you. God stay with you.
And you take care, and thanks for chatting with us.
Hey, that was fun.
You're on Church Chat.
Call back anytime.
You got it. Church Chat continues now. We'll be going up to the eye in the sky with the singing nun in traffic.
I hung up on her.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I tell you, when I think of God, I think of Jim Varney.
Right. Okay, time out. We'll be right back.
This is the Dough.
Right. Listen, next week on the show, it's back. Freak Show.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do for $1,500 in cash?
You want all you freaks that carry our luggage up to the room to come on out.
Now, the last time we did this game, we had the girl who had the words, "This is Sam Huff," actually tattooed right by her place.
Yes.
On her inner thigh.
One would think she would have won the competition. However, she was outdone.
There was a woman who came in and got in a bathtub and shaved herself down.
She was not the winner either.
There was a woman, I think the girls who won are the girls that had their
labias pierced. Yes, that one girl had her labia pierced twice, I believe.
The one thing that Jeremy wouldn't let us do was the guy who wanted to come in and fist himself.
And I've never been more grateful that that Jeremy poo-pooed something, so to speak.
The guy wanted to come in and fist himself and hop around the studio.
Right, and I remember he was in here getting ready to do it, and that was when they pulled the plug on it.
So listen,
get it?
We are ready for this again, and whoever wins the money this time around with what would you do for the money... Mm-hmm. It's got to be better than the last installment.
Amen.
So get your thoughts together about what you might want to do, and we'll start taking your calls on Monday. And we'll give away $1,500 to one person next week on the show. Also, this program note, next Friday, Los Angeles time, as we tape our second episode of King of Queens.
And we are excited about that.
Right. We got the Maxim magazine photo shoot done today. Our thanks to both Jason and Ty, who came in and took
took their shirts off.
Good guys.
Took some very gay leapfrog pictures.
Yeah, they were dreamy.
That will be in the May issue of Maxim magazine. I think we have one phone call about Tim Conway, and then on with the Jeopardy. Hello?
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
What's up?
Hey, my friend.
Okay, I got a story for you.
Yes.
Okay, it was my father, right when I was conceived, I believe, on their honeymoon in Tahoe, they went and saw a Tim Conway stand-up bit at one of the casinos up there. And from what I understand, he had so many drinks before he went on, he was really bombing and nobody was laughing. So he made the comment, "You guys wouldn't laugh if I pulled out a gun and shot every single one of you." And then the ushers came up, ushered him off stage, and they gave everybody the money back. And apparently Mr. Conway had a little too much to drink that night. So.
Well, I thought it was a very lovely story.
It was lovely.
And you tell it so well.
He hung up.
There's such enthusiasm.
Right.
Yes. Lovely, lovely little story.
Thank you.
Hello. You know, those stories about parents relaying it to their kids always work for me.
Hello, Sandy.
Yes, hi.
Hi, baby.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
I'm in sunny California here, about 2 hours away from Los Angeles.
Right.
And my husband and I made the trip over to see you guys at the King of Queens.
Yeah.
And you guys were great. Looking forward to seeing you guys again next.
Oh, you mean you were there the last time we were on that show?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, come out and see the show yeah. next time.
Come to the taping next Friday, 1 week from today.
We have tickets. In fact, you guys are so great. My husband's a big fan, and his name is Gary, and you guys shaked your hands, gave us your autographs. So
good.
Groupies of you guys.
Wonderful.
Good.
Actually, you know, it's always good to have some moral support there.
Absolutely. Sure.
So, yeah, good. We'll look forward to seeing you.
We'll scream your names out?
No, please don't do that.
Don't do that
until after the taping.
Taping.
You know, when they do that thing when everybody comes out to bow at the end.
That's
yeah, so what happens after the taping? Any way that we can kind of hang with you guys for a little bit?
No. No way.
No,
after the taping,
great.
we're going to go out. We go out to dinner with them and have some drinks. And then I'm going to be spending the night at Leo Remini's house next
Friday
night.
I heard. That's what did your wife say about all that?
She's fine with it.
I'll be sleeping at the airport.
All right. Listen, Sandy, we got to go.
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've already got a guy on the phone for the freak show,
okay,
next Thursday, but good. I want to tell you that I'm pretty sure that we're not going to be able to accept this.
Okay, let's see what it is.
But let me just tell you, we've already gotten a call. Is this David?
Yes.
David, being that you're on public radio.
That's right, this is a family show, of course.
Speak in general terms, but what would you do for $1,500?
Let's just say that I can shoot the love 15 feet.
Your gentleman's relish?
My gentleman's relish. The artificial tooth whitener or whatever you want to call it.
Remember those DJs down in Florida that did that?
No, as I said before I took the call.
Right.
We're not going to do this. I just wanted to point this out. That this
15
is
feet?
15 feet, man.
That is truly amazing.
So what this guy's saying is that he can J.O.
one time.
He can J.O. and the relish will go 15 feet. How would you know that?
Because we measured it one time. I got her head off one time.
I'll tell you right now, as much as that grosses you out, if I could go 15 feet, I might get a measuring tape out to her.
Dead serious. You just get the ceiling
is
and
that,
out.
Is that every time?
Nah, it's after like 3 or 4 days.
Who stops, though, to say, wow, hey, that's 15 feet. Somebody get me a tape measure.
That's incredible.
Dude, he shot over her head like an airplane. She was like, what the hell was that?
Jesus Christ. Oh, no, listen, we can't have you come down here and do that.
But it's a hell of a...
You can take a catcher's mitt.
No, listen, okay, first off...
Oh, gross.
First off, the fact that we'd have to see you, you know, doing that. No, thank you. Second, just... No, thank you.
Yeah, no thanks.
Okay? Just no thank you.
No thanks, and at the same time, congratulations.
Yeah, right. More power to you. Goodbye. But we will not be accepting that entry for what would you do for $1,500?
Look, I'm ready to do this. I don't get anything.
I'll tell you, you know, the fact that you're ready to do this concerns me, too, sir.
It's always
fun until somebody loses an eye.
You realize at that rate, we'd be paying you $100 a foot.
Hey, Buzz, you're a wild man. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, and no thank you.
Yeah, Buzz, you're a wild man. Have you ever seen anything like that, Buzz?
Oh, Buzz goes out on the weekends and visits a lot of bathhouses with his tape measure.
I figured if anybody, Buzz would have seen it.
Well, thanks for the confidence.
Right.
Sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
No. Great. Perhaps a career in pornography for that gentleman.
Absolutely not. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, I was at the last taping that you guys did for King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I did a little shout-out to Mike in between one of the scenes there. And I tried to check out Audiences Unlimited. They have a website. They're the people that have tickets for the shows.
Right.
March 10th is sold out, my friends.
Oh, you mean there's no tickets available?
No audience tickets available, at least not through this particular outfit.
Mm, okay. Well, you know, I know it's not the toughest ticket in town. I know that when you go out to California, if you walk down around by, like, Grauman's Chinese Theater,
sure,
there are people who are out there begging people, like handing out tickets.
Would you like to go see a TV show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the episode that aired this last Monday, I think it was, when they were doing the surprise party for Jerry Stiller.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the taping for that about 3 weeks ago and had no problem getting tickets for that. But I don't know if all the Don and Mike fans are, like, loading up and getting tickets. But it's...
So what are you, like, an audience file?
No. We love...
You know what I mean? You have, like, radio files.
Right.
You have different kind of files.
Mainly because of you guys. He turned us on to the show, my wife and I, and we just dig the show. We went down. We had to go down to L.A. She had a doctor's appointment at UCLA, and so we...
Okay, thank you.
Boring. Really. But hey, if it's sold out, great. I mean, all more power to
it. I don't know how it is that you happen to go to more than
one
taping. I didn't mean to know your wife's medical history at UCLA. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey, buddy.
I was just wondering, whenever you're going to stay at Leah Remini's house, is there any chance that you're going to be going through her hamper?
Oh, like we did at Rudy's?
Yeah.
Probably not much of a chance of that.
No need. Because we'd find something from Angelo, and that would all crash and burn.
I have promised, though, I will soil the sheets in the guest room.
Oh, God, gross.
I won't go 15 feet.
Gross.
Well, maybe I will at Leah's house.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's what I'll strive for.
Ew.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I got an option of what I can do for the
$1,500. All right, now, you know what? We shouldn't even be taking these calls, because we're really not going to start this contest till Monday, but I'll entertain your call. What would you do for
$1,500? I would give Toya oral pleasure for an entire show.
You would what?
Give Toya oral pleasure for an entire show.
Now, we know you'd do that
for free.
Yeah, right.
Can I give a shout-out to a friend of mine?
No.
No, you can't. Come on.
Absolutely not.
You blew it. Please,
come on.
You blew it!
Yes, you screened that call, incidentally. Toya screened that call.
Surprise. She said, well, those two male models got her going.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes?
Hey, I was wondering if you were going to bring your USS Alabama hat to Wichita.
Hadn't given it any thought at all. Why's that?
The red one.
Why would I?
Yeah, what's the point? What's the point of this call?
Because I'm going to see it at the show. Wanted to.
How did you know that Don had a USS Alabama hat?
I gave it to him.
What's that?
Because I gave it to him.
Really? When did you give it to me?
The summer of '97.
I've got very, very bad news for you, and since you called, I'm going to have to tell you this.
Yes.
Break it to him as gently as you possibly can, Mike.
Sir?
Yes.
I don't want you to be upset here. Don gave that hat to me.
I gave you one, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
We all three had them on.
Mike gave his hat to me.
Oh, did you guys switch?
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I gave my hat to Buzz. Then I liked it, and Don gave his hat to me.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, but I think I wiped my ass with your hat one time.
No, I wouldn't wipe my ass. I actually enjoy it. I wear that hat more than any other hat that I wear. I really do.
I mean, no offense. I didn't really wipe my ass with that. Well, I might have.
That came out of a discussion when we saw Crimson Tide, where we were talking about how cool those Red Commander's hats were.
I don't remember. Whenever we go somewhere, people probably do have the hat. People give us a million baseball hats every time we go anywhere.
What hat are you going to be bringing to this show?
Oh, I was going to bring mine, but I don't have to if it's...
No, I mean, are you going to bring other hats?
No, I actually brought it to you at the studio. I didn't see you outside that.
Did you have this little energy when you were talking the last time?
I might have. I'm trying to get more excited.
Right. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I wiped my ass with the hat you gave me. But thanks for the sentiment, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hang up!
Jesus.
There he goes.
Christ, I'm scared.
Hello.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
The guy gives us a hat a million years ago and says,
yeah, you got the hat. Are you going to wear it? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was wanting to know if you saw the IPO on your Palm Pocket.
The Palm Pilot.
A Palm Pilot.
I only wish that in my stock market fantasy draft,
that I had bought that because that has gone through the friggin' roof.
Yeah, I know. It was on MSNBC the other day.
On the MSNBC, the cable.
That's right. Yeah, on the cable.
On the cable.
And I saw that and I go, God, I wonder if Don had bought the IPO on that.
Nope, not in my fantasy draft. I didn't. But I was still the big winner this week in the fantasy stock market.
Oh, man.
Big winner, thanks to Lucent Technologies.
Lucent.
Yeah, hey, you know what?
What?
Get it, I'm telling you. Because it's still going to go up.
Yeah, it dropped 12% today.
Well, that's okay. Hey, they do that, though.
It's considered overvalued since it's worth more than the company that owns it. There you go.
Yeah, but look at Qualcomm. Qualcomm is way overvalued. But
let me just say, a little prediction here about the stock market, okay? Big, giant bubble. In the near future, things are going to...
Let me just point out, when guys like this are calling to give guys like us stock tips, we're all out.
The world is near the end. The world is truly near the end.
Well, it's very desperate trouble.
I'll tell you, get there, start them, click, 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 click.
Hello, last call, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, you fat bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Hey, I wanted to find out, did you guys see the frog after the Democratic debate Wednesday night?
Larry King?
Hi. Yeah. Hi, this is Larry King. I'm here with my brother, Melvin. What was his brother's name?
Martin.
Marty.
Marty King. Marty Zeiger.
No, okay, what did he do?
Well, he was wearing a bow tie and a tuxedo shirt, and before he got to any of his interviews, he made a point of telling everybody that he was wearing his bow tie and his tux because after the show, he had a very important award that he was being given, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and he was very important.
That's Larry.
What a pompous frog he is.
Ah, Larry, all the way.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Hi.
Hi, I'm Larry King, and I'm getting a very important award. That's why I've got this, but I'm wearing tux.
Larry, it's me, Marty. Hi, Marty, how are you? I want to tell you something. When I ordered eggs over easy when we were in South Africa...
Yes.
It took 45 minutes to get up to the room.
I know, this country is not with the program. It's not the best breakfast I've ever had.
Okay, time out. Let's do time out. Then we'll come back and we can go to brand new Jeopardy.
It's almost time for lunch.
This is the Don...
Buzz, as I was trying to tell you via our in-studio secret messaging thing, that sucks! we're just going to go right to news now.
Okay, I'm ready.
So just dive in. We're ready.
It's some Friday fun, first of all. There's been a lot of speculation about what held up that dress Jennifer Lopez wore to the Grammys. Count on Entertainment Tonight to get the scoop. Lopez tells that show that she used toupee tape to hold the dress in place. People wondered how she kept from falling out of it. Now you know. The only thing she wore under the dress, she says, was a swimsuit bottom. The part we do believe, she says Sean Puffy Combs gave her permission to wear the dress. The part we don't believe, she says she's surprised the dress attracted so much attention.
Yo, you can wear that.
Thank you, Puffy.
She says, and I quote,
yo.
It wasn't as open.
Go over there and grab some of Regis Philbin's toupee paste.
Thank you very much, Puffy. Puffy, where am I going to put my gun?
You put it between your ass cheeks, baby.
Oh, Puffy, you're so smart.
Jennifer says, and I quote, it wasn't as open as it looked on TV.
Mm. Right.
Really?
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes, Puffy.
You're very good, you. You're very good, you.
Thank you, Puffy. Thank you. His little Puffy got spit.
You know who likes to hear unemployment's up? Wall Street investors, that's who. Word today that our low unemployment had creeped up slightly sent the market soaring. The Dow gained 202 points today.
Wow.
NASDAQ was up 160 points. Investors have been worried that a tight job market would force companies to pay higher wages.
Hmm.
A lapdog is the latest victim of road rage.
You.
In Yo. San Jose, California, an angry driver grabbed the dog from another car and hurled it into oncoming traffic.
That's not funny.
No, the dog didn't make it.
Oh, really?
Sarah.
That's really not funny.
Sarah McBurnett says she was involved in a minor fender bender in some heavy traffic near the airport. She says she was had just tapped the bumper of a black sport utility vehicle with Virginia license plates. She says the other driver walked back to her car and started berating her. When she opened her window to respond to the guy, she says he reached in, grabbed the small 10-year-old dog by the collar, and threw it into three lanes of moving traffic.
That's not funny.
Not funny, we're not laughing. There is a $5,000 reward for tips on the driver, a thin white man in his 20s with a goatee.
Jim McClure.
Now,
you cut me off. Grab the dog. You cut me off in traffic.
Now, about that study concerning heart attacks and marijuana. A report out yesterday said the risk of heart attack is 5 times higher than usual in the hour after smoking a joint. Pot increases the heart rate for a short time after it's ingested. The report said aging baby boomers...
You almost said booby babies.
I did. Aging baby boomers should take note, especially if they're couch potatoes.
Hey, that's the next new phenomenon. You just created a booby babies. I mean, all those housewives that... bought the Beanie Babies for all those years. Now they can have Booby Babies.
The hot new toy. But the report also says the heart rate returns to normal very quickly afterward. And the report said that a healthy 50-year-old man's risk of a pot-induced heart attack is about 10 in 1 million.
I'll tell you right now, Booby Babies, though, they don't increase in value as they get older.
That's true. Here's Vaney. Vaney the Booby Baby. Vaney and Droopy.
And then, of course, everybody would want Perky.
Sure.
That would be very limited, Mike.
I know.
Very limited, Perky.
Yeah, very rare. Extraordinarily rare.
Another report out yesterday says that taking mega doses of vitamin C may speed up hardening of the arteries.
So what about Harry, the movie baby? What about Drippy?
Bloody.
Oh, God. Zitty.
The study says the more vitamin
C... Crooked. Crooked the movie baby.
Cyclops.
This other study says the more vitamin C you take, the faster the arterial walls thicken. The report said people taking 500 milligrams of C each day...
What are you talking about?
Well, vitamin C and how it'll harden your arteries if you take the pills.
We're still talking about the funny names for boobs.
What's it? Do you have one, a funny name for a boobs?
I was trying to think of one, and I couldn't come up with one.
Come on,
that
hairy, drippy, crooked.
Got the market pretty well cornered. Vaney's my favorite. Vaney right next to Perky.
Silicone.
Silicone. That's why you're doing the...
Yeah, I'm reading.
Silicone.
Yeah,
you got a gift, Buzz. You really
do. You got a gift, my friend. God bless you. You got a f***ing gift.
I got a gift. I'm busy reading the news. You make the funny remarks.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
In a city where a wallet sometimes looks like a gun, is this a good idea? A car wash in uptown Manhattan is selling cigarette lighters that look exactly like .45 caliber pistols. After an incident in which police mistook a toy gun for a real one, New York outlawed all realistic-looking imitation guns.
Get to know Charlie.
Manhattan's borough president brought this to the seller's attention.
Bang, bang, bang!
But the owner...
Bang, bang, you're dead! Bang, bang!
Get to know Charlie.
Hey, Joe, it looks like a real gun. Let's take it to the store. Let's take it to the store and get some fruit.
He had the mind of a child.
Let's take it to the store and get some fruit pie. For free! For free!
Charlie and Joe will return later in this buzzcast.
Oh, good!
But the owner of the Inwood Car Wash says the law only applies to toy guns, and so far the police haven't called him on it.
Bang! Bang, 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 bang! Well, dot, 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 eat my Luger!
Not a good idea, Charlie. It's one step forward and two steps back for the lawmakers of South Carolina. The good news, they've actually voted to create a holiday for state workers on Martin Luther King's birthday. The bad news, they voted to keep Dr. King's name out of it. They're asking a committee to rename it Civil Rights Day.
Unbelievable. Rob Spiewak Day.
And...
Unbelievable.
Oh, there's more. They've attached an amendment to the bill that aims to protect Confederate monuments. The amendment also declares that the Confederate flag is not a racist symbol. This in the Martin Luther King holiday bill.
Rob Spiewak.
I want to thank everyone for voting for it.
South Carolina is the only state that does not officially celebrate a separate King holiday.
All right, time out there, Buzz. All right. We'll do a break and come back with another entire segment of news and comment right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.